State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku, Illinois, Wabash General Hospital, and People's State Bank. Follow Lawrenceville Indians football all season long here on Light 103 WAKO.
Here at Marshall High School.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to Bushfield in Marshall, Illinois, the site tonight of Lawrenceville Indian football as the Indians open their 2019 season on the road against the Marshall Lions in Little Illini Conference play. I'm Steve Anderson. Bill Richardson's alongside. Glad you're with us for the season opener here as the Indians look to rebound from a winless season. 0-9 last year, the Indians did not taste victory at all. They'll try to do better than that this year as they undertake another season under the tutelage of new head coach Travis Ryder, who was hired during the offseason. Ryder with experience as a coach in other places. We'll hear from him coming up in a little bit here on the pregame show. By the way, this pregame show is brought your way by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney.
Tonight's game is being broadcast on
Steve Anderson
105.9
and Bill Richardson.
On your FM dial.
Well, Bill, here we are, Indian football ready to go, another season. Indians with a new head coach and a new outlook. Numbers are up this year. Interest is up, and hopefully the Indians will be able to get off the winless schneid from a year ago.
Well, yeah, Steve, there's nowhere to go but up. They lost all nine games last season. Seven of those nine games was with a 40-point running clock. The only time they were really somewhat competitive, they lost 31-12 to Robinson, 49-18 to
the Marshall High School Music Department. Probably
they entered this season,
the
they not only
band,
lose all nine last year, they lost
the 2019
their last
majors
two the year
are
before
Logan
that, so they're on an 11-game losing streak.
With the Marshallettes under but the direction of Connie Barnhart
I think
there's
Jordan optimism
Barnhart.
In the air.
Ladies
I think
and gentlemen,
the team would be disappointed if they didn't win at least three games this
season. Direct your attention to the north end of Bushfield.
Well, Bill, we are on the road here at Marshall. This place has been a tough place for the Indians over the years.
Yeah, you look at the all-time series record, and Marshall holds the commanding
Marshall High School Band will now honor our country and flag by performing our national anthem.
Throughout the years.
Well, let's pause now, and we'll have the national anthem as played by the Marshall High School Band. National anthem as performed by the Marshall Lions Marching Band.
Ladies and gentlemen,
at
this time, Marshall High School of the Marshall School District would like to honor and recognize one of our own that lost his life this summer.
I had a chance to talk things over prior to the game with Indian head coach Travis Ryder. We'll hear from him coming up in just a moment. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian basketball, or Indian football, I should say, on Line 103 WAKO.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to welcome a new pediatrician to the community. Dr. Norma Kreilein is located at the CRMH Family Practice Clinic and is currently accepting patients. Dr. Kreilein is a board-certified pediatrician and has been practicing for 30 years. She is available to care for newborns through adolescence and is comfortable caring for patients with chronic illness. CRMH is excited to bring her to the community to care for our youngest patients. Appointments are currently being taken and can be made by calling the CRMH Family Practice Clinic at 618-392-2940.
Well, the Lawrenceville Indians kick off tonight with the Marshall Lions on the road, and it's a chance to talk prior to the game with Indian head coach Travis Ryder. And coach, before we talk about Marshall and the preseason, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, obviously, I'm a first-year teacher at Lawrenceville. You know, I've been doing football. This is my 18th season. You know, I'm really excited to get started in a new school, and I look forward to being an Indian.
You coached previously at Oblong, didn't you? Is that true?
Yes, yeah. I was head coach at Oblong for 6 years, and before that, I was at New Berlin High School.
Well, preseason is out of the way. How did it go?
It went really well. You know, we had a good camp this summer, and then we started official practice. You know, our numbers are up from what they've been the past couple of years. Kids are working hard, and I'm really excited for it.
I've always said, Coach, there's nothing quite like opening night, and now you get to open up for real.
Yeah, we're excited. We're ready to hit someone else. We've been hitting each other for a while, and it'll be nice to see a different color jersey across from us.
What's been the emphasis with regard to your preseason?
Staying healthy, you know, putting in a new offense, new defense, so a lot of learning time. But, you know, just getting better every time we take the field, that's been our goal.
What sort of Indian team should fans, when they come out to see you guys, see this year?
Hopefully it's a disciplined team. You know, we're going to be quick. You know, we're going to run a lot of no huddle. You know, we're going to be an aggressive style defense, and hopefully we can put some points up and shut the other team down.
Numbers are important, Coach. You mentioned numbers. That's good to see.
Yeah, we had 22 out last year. We're currently at 34, so that's a big jump for us. You know, we anticipate another jump again next year. We got a pretty good size 8th grade class coming in. So even though we're senior laden this year, you know, I anticipate our numbers to be even higher next year.
Tell me what you expect out of Marshall.
You know, they're good. You know, their quarterback is a tremendous athlete. He throws the ball well. He's a great runner. You know, they're big up front. You know, it's going to be a tall task for us, but I hope we're up for it tonight.
And I guess the emphasis for you is to be quick and hold on to the football.
Absolutely. You know, we can't turn the ball over. You know, we have to be disciplined. We have to take care of it. We have to take what they give us, you know, not try and force it when it's not there. And if we do that, then I like our chances.
Talk a little about some of the guys we'll see, especially on offense.
On the offensive side of the ball, our starting quarterback will be Brennan. You know, Winningham, he played a little bit last year. Got some experience there. You know, we expect big things out of him. He's only a sophomore. Christian Beeman, senior tailback. He got hurt towards the end of the year last year, but we think he's going to have a big season for us. Receiving core, Blaine Winningham, Jordan Jones, Eli Ivers, Skyler Toole, Lathan Chisholm, Brandon Goble. You know, we're going to play a lot there. You know, we're going to go 7 or 8 deep, and Roman Gossett can even get some time there as well, an up-and-coming young kid.
How about defensively?
Defensively, once again, we're going to be fairly quick. We're going to be led on the defensive line by Braden Sherman. You know, Sherman's had a great summer for us. He's worked his tail off in the weight room, and he's shown a lot of leadership qualities for us. Our linebacking core will be all seniors. It'll be Jones and Ivers, Beeman, and Parkman. And Damon Parkman this year moved from he played some quarterback last year, and he's actually moved the offensive line for us on the offensive side of the ball, and he's playing inside backer. So, you know, that's a pretty good core group of guys.
Yeah, he was an all-conference player for you last year, Coach. I'm sure he's somebody that you can build around and is probably a leader for you.
Yeah, he's going to be a good leader for us. You know, our best player right now, I would say, you know, going into this on the offensive side of the ball has been Blaine Winningham. And on the defensive side of the ball, they've played phenomenal. Our 7-on-7s, you know, our linebacking core, our corners with, you know, Chisholm and Powell and Winningham at safety, you know, they've done a great job for us.
Let's talk a little bit about the Little Illini Conference. What do you anticipate from the league? Paris, the defending champion, they're supposed to be good again.
Yeah, Paris is loaded. You know, they lost some, but they return a ton. I think they're the team to beat. There's a lot of good teams in this conference. You know, Alney's going to be really good. I think Newton's going to be good. And some of the teams that weren't quite as good last year, I think, are going to be up there this year. You know, I think Florida's going to be a lot better. You know, it's going to be a tough conference day in and day out. There's not going to be any easy games in this conference this year.
Well, thanks for talking with us. Good luck tonight in the opener, and we'll look forward to an Indian win tonight.
Thank you very much.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to bring services to the Lawrence County area with the opening of the Bridgeport Clinic. Carl Bridgeport is located right on Industry Road and will offer family practice, behavioral health, ear, nose, and throat, cardiology, audiology, and pediatric services to the community. Appointments will be taken soon, and other services may be added in the coming months. Be on the lookout for more information for the fall opening of Carl Bridgeport.
Back here at Busch Field in Marshall, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Lawrenceville Indian football here on Light 103 WAKO, the Indians and the Marshall Lions. We apologize for the loudness of the public address system here at Marshall, but the speaker is right next to our booth here, and really nothing we can do about that. We don't control the levels.
And here they come,
you can hear
your 2019 Marshall Lions varsity football team.
And they are loud as the Marshall Lions make their appearance on the field. Marshall dressed in their red home uniforms with white numerals and
head
white
coach
trim.
For the Marshall Lions, Jared
Indians
Bowling,
will be on
in his second year here at Marshall
in their
High
white traveling uniforms, as they are not yet on the field here. As we get set for the action here, still about 4 minutes to go till Indian football. Well, Bill, here we
Indian
are, opening night. Nothing quite like it.
Proud to be the official sports
football.
Medicine provider
yeah,
at Marshall High School. The Lions certified athletic trainer
Steve,
is Holly Shoemaker.
Nice tribute to a guy Denise
Pine
Mattis. And sure,
from Union
anybody
Hospital
who,
Group,
team
doctor,
much knew Harold
Thomas,
he was the
Wabash Valley athletes.
Ultimate Marshall Lions fan. Harold passed away in July. Had a nice tribute to him here. They played the school song in his honor, and they've got a pair of pom-poms and an empty seat down there. We're all going to miss Harold, so it won't be quite the same going to a Marshall game anymore.
Yeah, he was a great guy, and always at every Marshall game. We always managed to talk to him about the Lions action, and he was a great fan. We'll miss him, Harold Dominic, Mr. Marshall here in Marshall. This has been the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show.
Once
we've been
again,
listening
we like
to
welcome
the pregame show. We'll be back with the kickoff and the play-by-play in 2 minutes. You're listening
Reader.
To Indian football
like to
on
to
Light 103.
Time.
Hi, this is Billy Gray, lending officer at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, inviting you to come in for a visit. I'm happy to be part of a team with a wide variety of borrowing opportunities, competitive rates, fast closing times, and most importantly, decisions made by local lenders you know and trust. Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport and Lawrenceville are growing and quickly becoming the most trusted banking partner in Lawrence County.
Citizens National Bank, Bridgeport, Lawrenceville, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Wabash General Hospital is pleased to offer an orthopedic and sports medicine clinic at Lawrence County Hospital. Appointments are accepted by Dr. Juco Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Physician's Assistant Julia Corwin, and Beth Fisher every Friday and every other Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Lawrenceville by calling 618-707-4360. Wabash General Hospital is proud to serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Back here at Bushfield in Marshall, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian football on Light 103. The Indians will receive to start the season. Marshall will kick off. Jordan Jones back deep, the single man back deep for the Indians.
Good to see Jordan out for football this year, Steve. He's not played before. He's a good athlete, played a lot of basketball, and I'm sure he's going to help this team.
Lions kicker is number 32. And that is Jacob Maxwell. He's a freshman. Jones back deep at about his 7-yard line to receive this kick. Glad you're with us. Indian football 2019 here on Light 103 WAKO. And here is the kick. A line drive kick. A short kick. And it bounces and is taken by an Indian up at about the 25-yard line.
That ball is going to be down at the 25-yard line.
And that's where the Indians will go, first and 10. From their own 25.
That was Lathan Chisholm recovering that football, Steve. Number 28.
So the Indians will go on the attack first. As I mentioned, the Indians in the traveling white uniforms, red numerals and red pants with the white socks, and the helmets with the L on the side. Two men split to the left, two split to the right. Brennan Winningham is at the quarterback, sophomore. And he wants to throw, rolls to the left side, and he's going to be hit and driven down. right at the line of scrimmage. No gain there. Second down. Well, actually, he lost yardage. I stand corrected, back to about the 20-yard line. So he tried to scramble to the left side, was snowed under, and lost about 5 yards.
Wayne Harris brought down by number 29, Jesse Burdick.
Yeah, loss of five, and Jesse Burdick made a tackle for Marshall. We'll be hearing his name a lot.
So Indians now with second down and 15. 11:26 to go here in the opening quarter. Just underway. Two men split to the left, two split to the right. Back offset to the left side in the spread formation. Winningham, low snap, and the ball is scrambled for. And I think the Indians did recover. So it'll be third down and long. So a sack and a botched snap, and not a good start for the Indian offense here to the 2019 season.
Lost a three on that play, so it's going to be third and 18.
Clock moves, 10:56 to go here in the opening quarter. Indians third and long in their own territory. Spread formation. Winningham back. Looks right side this time. Throws. Pass is caught. Caught out there.
Pass is caught by Skyler Toole.
Skyler Toole is a 5'9", 165-pound senior.
Ball's going to be placed at the 24-yard line.
Goes to the 24-yard line.
For the Indians.
Fourth down and 11 for the Tribe at their 24.
Yeah, gain of 7 on that play.
So fourth down and long. The Indians will punt. And it looks like Jordan Jones is back deep to punt for the Indians. Single man back deep for the Lions is number 10, senior Jacob Schaffner. He's a 6-foot, 185-pounder. Flag on the play, our first flag of the year, a high booming kick. Schaffner takes it at the 38, he's at the 40, the 45, to the 50. He sticks to the outside, 45, and knocked down. Inside the 45 and about the 43-yard line.
But there is a flag on the field.
Flag on the play, as we mentioned earlier, and we'll see what that's all about.
I think the flag's probably on the Indians. I would expect Marshall to just turn it down and start at the 42.
Yeah, good field position for those guys. A good run back there by Schaffner. And we'll wait to see here. Officials have yet to talk it over. It looks like it is going to be against the Indians. And they're going to turn it down. They're going to take the ball right where they have it at the Indian 44-yard line.
Ball's going to be placed at the 44-yard line for the Lions, is where they'll take over their series of downs.
Marshall splits two men to the right side, single man to the left. Their quarterback is Luke Cook. He is a 6'1", 180-pound junior. And the Lions with a spread offense. Both these teams running spread offenses here. Back offset to the left side. They give to that back up the middle. He goes. That's number 22, John Seiberly.
And he's wrapped up quickly. Number 22, John Seiberly.
Big number 75 for the Indians making the stop.
No gain on the play. Second down and 10 for the Lions.
And it'll be second down and long. Second and 10. No gain there. Indian line doing a good job. 9:29 to go here in the opening quarter. No score. Marshall with the ball after the Indians were forced to punt on their initial set of downs. Here's the quarterback wanting to pass. Pass is caught in his flats. Gets away. 35. And first down inside the 30 and down to about the 25-yard line.
Schaffner puts the ball down to the 27-yard line, and that's a Marshall.
Schaffner with the catch. Out of the backfield.
17 yards on the play.
He got away from a couple of tacklers. They would have had him for very little gain, but he got away, and Marshall's in business, first and 10 at the Indian 26-yard line. Spread formation. Two men split to the left. Single man to the right. They give up the middle to the running back. That's Schaffner again, or Seiberly, I should say. And the ball popped loose, and the Indians have it. Indians have it. A fumble. Ball popped loose from Seiberly.
The ball is recovered.
And was recovered by the Indians. So a turnover, the first of the season, goes to the Indians. They have the ball.
Ball's going to be spotted at the 19-yard line for the Indians.
19-yard line. So the Indians' defense comes up with a takeaway. And they have the ball.
Didn't see who got on the ball, but nice job by the defense.
Indians again spread the field. Two men split to the left, two split to the right. Backs offset to the left side of quarterback Brennan Winningham. Here's a give up the middle. Christian Beeman burrows forward for a couple of yards to about the 21. They'll give him a yard, so it'll be second down and 9.
Gain of 1 yard for the Indians.
First positive rush of the season for the Tribe.
Man split to the single man split to the left side. Trips to the right side. Back behind Brandon Winningham. Wants to throw. Looks left side. Now scrambles. Is going to be hit and sacked.
Quarterback is brought down by number 50, Alvin Boyd.
That was Alvin Boyd, as you heard. He's a 5'7", 250-pound senior for the Lions, and he was right in there on Winningham.
Third down and 18.
And so it'll be third down and long again for the Indians. Eight minutes to go here in the opening quarter. Indians have not yet been able to get anything going offensively here in this very first game of the year. Single man split to the left side. Two men split to the right. Back offset behind the Indian back. Winningham throwing to the flats outside to Tua, but he's brought down right on the spot. Gained a couple.
The Lion on the spot was number 5, Brendan Carter.
And maybe a 2 yard gain at most, and the Indians will have to punt. So Marshall's defense
down in 18
forces
the Indians.
Indians to punt from deep in their own territory, and Jones will go back near his own goal line to kick, and Marshall should get good field position out of this possession. They have their return man back at about the 45-yard line. Here is the snap. It's a good one. And the kick is away. A high end-over-end kick and a fair catch called for by Jacob Schaffner. The ball takes an Indian bounce and goes out of bounds inside Marshall territory at the 43-yard line. The Marshall 43, where the Lions will have it first and 10. We have 6:56 to go here in the opening quarter. No score.
Steve, if nothing else, the Indians look like they found a good punter with Jordan Jones. His first kick went for 38 yards. This one for 43, and Marshall's back on the other side of midfield.
Indian football brought your way by Citizens National Bank of Albion. They're your bank for a lifetime. And Leggett Lumber, 807 East Chestnut Street in Bridgeport. Spread formation, two split to the left, single man to the right side. And the quarterback gives up the middle, juking away from a couple of players is Cyberly. He's finally driven back after about a 2 yard gain. It'll be second down and 8 for the Lions at their own 45-yard line. 6:42 in the clock moving here in the opening quarter. Nothing here.
Gain of 2 yards on the play brings it second down and 8 for the Lions.
Again, spread formation, two split to the right side, single man to the left, back offset to the right side of quarterback Luke Cook. On the long count, rolls to the right side, wants to throw, throws, has a man open, caught to the and he's going to get into the end zone for a touchdown.
Schaffner
with the touchdown catch. He was wide open. Well, Indian safety got over there and tried to make a arm tackle, but could not drag him down. And the Lions score first here. First points of the year go to Marshall as they lead 6-0 with 6:09 to go here in the opening quarter of play. And in for the extra point kick is the freshman Jacob Maxwell. Snap back, ball down, and we have a flag on the play. Offsides against the Indians. So he'll try it again, this time a little closer, half the distance to the goal. For Maxwell. Out of the hold of Calvin Liddick. Snap back, ball down. The kick is away, and the kick is no good. Off to the left.
The extra point is no good.
6:09 to go here in the opening quarter.
That was a
55-yard. And we have a Amherst Federal Credit Union timeout on the field. 6:09 to go, opening quarter. It is Marshall Lions 6, Lawrenceville Indians nothing. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Embraugh Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Embraugh Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit EmbraughFCU.com or call us, 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Embraugh Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here at Busch Field, kickoff by Marshall, taken by Lathan Chisholm. He's across the 30-yard line to the 32, and the Indians will go on offense, first and 10 from their own 32-yard line. 6-0 Marshall. Lions just scoring on a touchdown pass to Shatter.
Walker is brought down by John Seibler. That ball is going to be placed at the 31-yard line for the Indians.
So the Indians with the ball, trailing by a score of 6-0. See if the Tribe can get something going here. First and 10, their best field position of the night thus far. Two men split to the left side, single man to the right side. Actually, two men split to the right side. Back offset, man in motion now is Chisholm. They hand it to him, trying to get to the outside. Marshall comes up and meets him, and maybe a yard for
Brendan
Chisholm.
Carter on the stop. Ball carrier for the Indians is number 28, Latham Chisholm.
Not much there for Chisholm. Lathan Chisholm for the Indians is a 5'10", 155-pound senior, number 28. He'll spread out to the left side this time. And two men split to the right side. Brendan Winningham in the spread formation, back offset Beeman to his right side. There's a quick throw to the outside, caught out there, and a good run across the 40-yard line by
making the stop for the Marshall Lions, number 22, John Sidley.
Winningham on the catch. So Winningham to Winningham
so
on
third
that.
Down, it's like third down and 1 yard
catch
for the Indians.
Third and one for the Tribe across the 40-yard line. So chance to convert here. Third and short with 5:14 to go in the opening quarter, 6-0 Marshall. Two split to the left, two split to the right. Back offset to the left side. Here's Winningham keeping it himself to the outside. And he has a first down. He's to the 45, still on his feet to midfield. Nice run there by Brennan Winningham.
Winningham, the ball carrier. It is a first down for the Indians.
First and 10 at the 50-yard line. So the Tribe at midfield with 4:58 to go in
the
opening quarter.
Line.
In split left and right. Christian Beeman offset to the right side. Brennan Winningham in the spread formation. Here's a snap to him, wants to throw, looks right side, throws, and it's incomplete. Pass was way short. Good coverage out there on
pass
Tool.
Pass is intended for number 31, Christian Beeman.
By number 5, Roman Gottbach. Number 5 for Marshall is Brendan Carter. He's a 5'11", 155-pound cornerback, a junior for the Lions. Second and 10 for the Indians at midfield.
That was the first incompletion of the night for Winningham. He completed his first three for 17 yards.
Again, the spread formation, trips to the right side, single man to the left, now a man in motion, Chisholm, and they fake to him, give to Beeman. He's up the middle to the 45 and driven down there after gaining about 5. It'll be third down.
Stop made by number 34, that's Kane
and
Warner.
5 to go at the Marshall 45-yard line. So the Indians in Lion territory.
Third down
at
and
the
5
45.
For the Indians.
Two carries tonight for Beeman, total of 6 yards.
4:28 to go, and the clock moving here in the opening quarter. 6-0 Lions. Indians trying to answer here. Trips to the right side, single man to the left. Beeman is offset to the right side of Winningham. Snap to him. Wants to throw quickly, can't find anybody. Now throws to Blaine. Outside there, he's going to be wrapped up.
Pass is caught by number 16, Blaine Winningham.
He's wrapped up for about a 3 or 4 yard loss. And so the Indians will have fourth down.
Fourth and eight
on
for the Indians.
Fourth down and about eight.
Ball is placed at the 48-yard line.
So the Indians lost yardage on that pass play. Fourth down. And looks like they're going to go for it here. Trips to the right side. Single man to the left. Fourth and eight. Indians at midfield. Here's a pass. It's 10 knocked down. Incomplete. Knocked down by a Lion. Number 29. Able to make that stop.
The big hands of number 28. 29, Jesse Burdick.
Jesse Burdick, 6'7", 190 pounders. He got those tall paws up there and knocked him down. So Marshall will take over on downs. So a promising Indian drive comes to an end. On downs. With 3:39 to go here in the opening quarter, and it's Marshall on top by a score of 6-0. Indians back on defense. Here come the Marshall offense. Single man spread to the right side. Two men to the left side. Back offset to the right side in the spread formation. Quarterback Luke Cook gives it up the middle now. Nothing doing there. Indian defense right on there. Christian Beeman.
Sipping right through there. Christian Beeman.
And he knocked him down for a 2-yard loss.
Also 3 yards for the Lions. Back. Ball is at the 46-yard line.
As you heard, ball on the 46. Again, we apologize for this loud PA here, but we're right next to it, and they've got it cranked up. Two men split to the right, left side, single man to the right side, spread formation, back offset to the left of quarterback Luke Cook. Indians showing blitz. Cook rolling, throwing to the side, pass is caught. Cut for a good gain, and a first down inside Indian territory. Reese on the catch.
At the
Lance
Reese,
6'5", 210 pounder.
And that is a Marshall.
It's a Lion first down at the Indian 40-yard line. With 2:53 to go here in the opening quarter, 6-0 Lions. Two men split to the right side, single man to the left side, back offset to the left side at Cyberly. Quarterback Luke Cook on the long count. Indians with a four-man front. And here is the quarterback keeping himself. He's to the 37-yard line.
Keeps the ball.
Cook getting to the Indian 37.
To the 36-yard line.
He picked up about 4 or 5 yards. It'll be second down.
Second down and six for the Marshall Lions.
Clock moving. 2:35 to go here in the opening quarter. Marshall 6. Indians nothing. Lions on the march here. Two men split to the right side. Single man to the left. Back offset to the left side. That's Cyberly of quarterback Luke Cook. Indians with a four-man defensive front. On the long count. Here's again to Cyberly. Bounces off one man. Has a little running room. Now he's wrapped up and knocked down.
Cyberly, the ball carrier.
Cyberly wrapped up there.
He's brought down by number 31. That's Christian Beeson. And also joined by number 55, Chase Hooper.
Hooper on the tackle along with Beeman for the Indians. A minute 50 to go here in the opening quarter. 6-0. Marshall on top here.
No gain on that play, Steve, and the Indians are really doing a pretty decent job of continuing the running game. Marshall's carried it 7 times now for 13 yards.
Trips to the left side, single man to the right side. Back offset to the left side of Cook at the quarterback on this third down play. See if the Indian defense can come up with a stop. Here's Cook wanting to roll. Throws a pass. Is incomplete. In and out of the hands.
Pass
number 23, Lance Reese.
It's incomplete.
It'll be fourth down. Let's see how second-year head coach Jared Boyle of the Marshall Lions wants to play it. Usually, if you're in enemy territory, it's four-down territory. And it looks like the Lions are going to keep their offense on the field and go for it. Fourth down and six. With 1:23 to go here in the opening quarter, leading by a score of 6-0. They send three men to the left side, single man to the right side, back offset to the left side, Cyberly of Cook in the spread formation. Indians showing a four-man front, looking like they're going to blitz. Nope, they don't. Here's the throw, and it's incomplete. Well over the head of the intended receiver, and the Indians hold. So the Tribe take over. The defense holds, and the Indians will take over the ball with a minute 18 to go here in the opening quarter of play, trailing 6-0. Barnesville Indian football.
Indians will take over.
Brought your way by KZ State Bank, your bank, and your community, and the Wabash General Hospital, high quality and effective health care. So the Indian defense holds. They have it first and 10 at their own 36-yard line. A minute 18 to go in the opening quarter. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, opener for the Indians here at Busch Field. They trail 6-0. Two men split to the left side, two men split to the right. Brendan Winningham at the quarterback in the spread position. Looks like that's Chisholm off to the right side. He's back in pass protection. Winningham wants to throw, throws, and the pass is incomplete. Oh. There was contact.
For is incomplete.
Marshall, the defender, just second took Tool right out at the ankles the there. He didn't have a chance to catch that ball. I just think the ref missed it.
No call there, and so it'll be second down and 10 with a minute 12 to go here in the opening quarter. Second and 10 for the Indians at their 36-yard line. 6-0 Marshall. Two men split to the left, two split to the right. Back offset to the right side. Brendan Winningham at the quarterback, now man in motion. A fake to him, give to Chisholm off the left side. Chisholm churning forward for maybe a yard or two before being brought down by the Lion defense.
Clark on the stop.
Picked up maybe a couple of yards. Third down and about 8. Less than a minute to go here in the opening quarter. 6-0. Marshall. Let's see what the Indians have up their sleeve here. Two men to the left, two to the right. Spread formation. Brendan Winningham at the quarterback. Wants to throw. Looks left side. Throws. Pass is caught. Short of the first down, however. I think that was Blaine Winningham over there. Yeah, it was. Number 16. Blaine Winningham, a 6'3", 180-pound senior. He's short of the first down. Fourth down. And about 5.
Doesn't look like they're going to punt it here, Steve. I thought they might try to pin Marshall down a little bit deep since the defense has done a pretty good job here tonight, but the Indians are going to go for it, fourth and 5. Big
stop
play
for the Lions. That last
Indians
play
do not
was
have
Calvin
to run a play as we come to the end of the quarter. 14 seconds on the play clock and 1 second, and now that's the end of the first quarter. On the People's State Bank scoreboard after one quarter of play here at Marshall at Busch Field, our score, Marshall Lions 6, Lawrenceville Indian nothing. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103, WAKO.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Back here at Busch Field in Marshall, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Lawrenceville Indian football on Light 103. After one quarter, Marshall 6, Lawrenceville nothing.
See, the Indians have really had a hard time moving the ball. On the ground, they have gained just 3 yards on the ground, 14 through the air for 17 yards. The Lions have passed the ball for 86 yards and rushed it for 13, so that's 99 yards total offense for Marshall. Still, the Indian defense, with the exception of the 55-yard pass play, have been terrific. So much better.
So the Indians back out after huddling with head coach Travis Ryder across the way.
Let's see if they don't punt it here. I see Jones in the game.
Looks like they're going to run a play. Brendan Williams is going to be under center. This time the Indians have a split backfield. Single man to the left side. Two men split to the right side. Spread formation. And they pitch to Chisholm, trying to get to the outside. He's going to have to go, and they wrap him up and knock him down. So Marshall will take over first down and in Indian territory at the 41-yard line, the Indian 41. And Chisholm had no chance, and he is down and injured over across the way right in front of the Indian bench. Not good. Already an injury for the Indians, one of the key players. Lathan Chisholm injured across the way. Indian football here on Light 103 WAKO brought your way by Bill Dobson Ford. A Dobson deal is a better deal. And by Best Way Express, they're now hiring CDL drivers. 11:51 to go here in the second quarter, and on Indian, Lathan Chisholm injured at the 41-yard line. He tried to get to the outside and was wrapped up and knocked down, and he has to be helped from the field. Looks like he suffered some sort of left leg injury. And so a key loss here early in this game, Lathan Chisholm heading to the sidelines for the Indians.
That's more than just a leg cramp.
Yes.
Okay, let's buckle down here, D. Let's keep him out of the end zone again.
First down for Marshall at the Indian 41-yard line. Lions led by quarterback Luke Cook. He'll bring him up to the line of scrimmage. Single man to the left. Two men split to the right side. Back offset to the right side. That's Cyberly of Luke Cook at the quarterback. Gives to Cyberly off the right side. Has some running room. He's to the 35, 30, 25, 20. Still on his feet. Inside the 20 and dragged down at about the 18-yard line. Cyberly. Got away from the 165 pounder. Got away from some arm tackles by the Indians.
Starts on
Marshall
by
in business.
Jordan Jones.
Jones on the tackle for the Indians, along with some others.
The ball is placed
not
at the
a first down.
19-yard line, and that play results in a Marshall.
So Marshall on the move here after their defense came up with a stop in Indian territory. Two men split to the left side, single man to the right. Cyberly offset to the left side in the spread formation. Quarterback Luke Cook looking over the Indian defense. Gives up the middle. Cyberly again. This time he's from the knock down for maybe a yard. Indian defense doing a good job that time. Making the stop. So it'll be second down and 8. 2-yard pickup. Second and 8. At the Indian, we'll call it 22-yard line. 11:14 to go here in the second quarter. 6-0 Marshall. But they're deep in Indian territory with a chance to score again. Spread formation. Cook back, looking left side. Throws incomplete behind the intended receiver, who was well covered anyway. That was
pass intended for Reese is incomplete.
Lance Reese, the junior, incomplete. Third down and long.
Well, definitely four down territory here for the Lions. So therefore, with two plays, try to pick up the first down. Any kind of plays in play here, they could run it, they could throw it, they could do whatever they want, because they're not going to go for it on fourth down if they don't make it.
Two men split to the left side, single man to the right side. Back offset to the right side, a quarterback Luke Cook. Here's Cook wanting to throw left side. Passed is knocked away and
pass
incomplete.
Intended 10,
out
Jacob
there.
Jacob Schaffner's incomplete.
Jacob Schaffner, the intended receiver, he caught the touchdown pass in the first quarter, but he was well covered that time. And the pass incomplete. It'll be fourth down, and the Lions, as Bill mentioned, will go for it here. That's in four down territory, fourth and 8.
That's three straight incompletions for Cook since he threw the 55-yard touchdown pass to Schaffner.
Ball at the Indian 17-yard line. They don't have the ball on.
Well, something about they had to add a new play clock, and there's not room to put the ball on the scoreboard.
Right. Spread formation. Two men split to the left side. Single man to the right side. Here's Cook wanting to throw. Pass is incomplete behind the intended receiver. And the Indian defense is held. Pass was intended for Reese again, but he was well covered. So the Indian defense holds, and the Indians stay right in this game. They trail 6-0, 10:54 to go here in the second quarter. Here at Busch Field, the season opener, Indians and the Lions. Battle of red and white here on this Friday night, opening night.
The ball is placed on the 18-yard line for the Indians.
Okay, this will be the Indians' worst starting position of the night by a yard. Let's see if they can make something happen this time.
All right. Two men split to the right side, single man to the left side, back split behind the quarterback, and they give up the middle, and nothing there for the Indian running back. That's Jordan Jones, and he got nothing. In fact, he lost a yard or two.
Ball carrier for the Indians is brought down by number 56. That's Ethan Harper.
Jordan Jones could not get any blocking up front, and he was wrapped up quickly. And it'll be second down and 12 for the Indians with 22 seconds on the play clock. 10:33 to go. Marshall leading 6-0. Spread formation for the Tribe. To the left, to the right. Winningham wanting to throw. Brennan now under pressure. Scrambles out. And now he's in trouble. Tries to cut back to the inside, and down he goes. At the 10-yard line, a sack, and now we have a flag on the play. Somebody may have grabbed a face mask in that melee down there. We'll wait and see. That'll be a break for the Indians if that happened. Winningham was in trouble. Brennan Winningham from the get-go. And they brought him down for a sack. And, in fact, they are talking with the Indians.
That'll be the first penalty of the ball game that's been accepted by either team. This one's going to give the Indians their second first down of the ball game. And they called it.
That penalty goes against the Lions.
Some kind of personal foul, but he did not indicate the face mask. And it is not going to be a first down, is it?
They will take the ball to the 28-yard line.
Okay, yeah.
We'll give the Indians
first down,
a first down.
At the 28th, their own 28 for the Indians. So a break there. Winningham was going to be sacked, but personal foul on the Lions. And so they have a first down and 10. 10:13 to go here in the second quarter, trailing 6-0. Winningham rolling to the right side. Throws. The pass is incomplete.
Incomplete
intended out there for the
Indian
receiver.
Number 12.
That's Cale Powell. He's a 6-foot, 160-pound senior. Incomplete. Ball was thrown low to him. Second and 10. Indians haven't been able to complete those short passes, short out passes. And they've been bottled up.
Yeah, Brandon Winningham is 5 out of 9, but for only 14 yards.
Spread formation, 2-split to the left side, 2-split to the right. Back offset, Beeman. They throw quickly, a pass is tipped and incomplete. And that was big number 23.
Lance Reese puts a hand in there.
That was Lance Reese that time that got a hand on it. Reese, 6'5". He goes along with Jesse Burdick at 6'7". Those are two
third
pretty tall defensive linemen.
For the Indians.
Brennan Winningham's had two passes knocked down here in this first half of play. 10 minutes to go here in the second quarter. 6-0. Favor of Marshall here. Low scoring affair thus far. Indians up to the line of scrimmage in the spread formation. Two to the left, two to the right. Beeman offset, now a man in motion, his tool, they fake to him. Now Winningham keeps it himself, he's to the 30, flag flies to the 35, 40, and knocked out of bounds right in front of the
quarterback. Winningham
bench
keeps the ball and goes out
at the
43-yard
line.
Line.
Up for a first
there's
down, but let's see what
field
that flag is.
It's coming back, Steve. There's going to be some kind of an offensive penalty, probably a holdout there to get him free.
Unfortunate there for the Indians. A good-looking quarterback keeper by Brennan Winningham.
Holding call goes against the Indians.
But a holding call against the Tribe will bring it back.
So he would have had about 15 yards in that play, but officially he's going to get 2 yards. They're going to step the ball back.
And, of course, in high school football, they mark the ball off from the spot of the foul. So the Indians will be marked back inside their 20. Looks like at about the 19-yard line. What'll be first? Won't be first and 10. Will it? It'll be third down. Third down.
Ball spot at the 18-yard line for the Indians.
Third down and long. Spread formation. Winningham wanting to keep it himself. Now options out to Beeman. Beeman has some running room to the outside. 30, 35 to the 40. He may have a first down.
He does have
Ball
a first down.
Down
third
near
the
40-yard line, but there is a flag on the far side of the field.
Another flag, they're saying. Darn it.
Tough play break there for the Indians if it's against them. We'll wait and see. Officials conclave. And we'll wait for the official call over across the way. Right, Christian Beeman got a head of steam, and he rolled over a couple of guys and got enough for a first down near the 40-yard line. And it's going to be, I think, against the Indians.
Well, they're targeting the Marshall right now. Looks like from the spot of the play, he's going to get 13 yards on that play. He would have gained a lot more.
That was a fourth down play.
Is declined.
They had the sideline markers wrong over there across the way. So it was a fourth down play. Marshall takes over on downs. So first down for Marshall at the Indian 40-yard line.
And the ball right on the 40-yard line for the Marshall Lions.
Must have been a loss of down on the previous penalty.
Yeah. All right. Well, Marshall has it in good field position at the Indian 40-yard line. 9:44 to go, second quarter. And we have a flag on the play. Now we're starting to see flags all over the place. Nothing slows a game down than calling lots of penalties. And that's what we're having right here. Illegal procedure against the Lions. So that'll mark him back. 5. It'll be first down and 15 from the 44.
Ball is placed at the 44-yard line.
Okay, 2 penalties tonight on Marshall.
First down and 15 for the Marshall Lions.
2 men split to the left side, 2 split to the right. Empty, well, no, back offset to the left side of quarterback Luke Cook. On this first down and 15 play, wants to throw, throws long, right side, incomplete. Well over the head of the intended receiver out there, Schaffner. He was double covered.
Pass is incomplete.
And it'll be second down and long. Stop, clock stop with the incomplete pass. 9:39 to go here in the second quarter.
Timeout is called on the field.
And we have a timeout on the field called by the Marshall Lions. An Amber Alfredo Credit Union timeout. 9:39 to go, second quarter. Marshall 6, Lawrenceville nothing. This is Indian football on Light 103 Sports.
Drafty, old windows. Let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Back here at Bushfield and Marshall, Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson, Lawrenceville Indian football on Light 103 WAKO. Indians trail the Lions 6-0. Only points in this game coming in the first quarter. Touchdown pass from Cook to Schaffner, 55-yarder. The Indians have had some chances here. They haven't been able to get anything going consistently offensively. And their defense has played pretty well here, kept them in the game. 9:39 to go here in the second quarter play. So second down and 15 for the Lions at the Indian 44-yard line. Snap to Cook, wants to throws, pass is caught by Schaffner. He's inside the 30, to the 25, 20, and he gets
that
away.
That was a caught by Lance Reese, and it's a touchdown.
Touchdown, Reese. I think I said Schaffner, that's incorrect. That was Reese. Lance Reese with a touchdown catch. Number 23. And it's Marshall, 12. And he gets nothing. Extra point coming up here. Looks like Marshall's going to go for 2. They are going to go for 2 here on the extra point. Man split to the left side, 2 men to the right side. So he trips to the right side, back offset to the left side. Cook at the quarterback. Wants to throw, rolls right side, throws, pass is caught for the 2.
That's good, that's 2-point conversion.
In the corner of the end zone, taking in there.
That's by Reese.
By Reese again. And so with 9:30 to go here in the second quarter, Marshall extends the lead. 9:30 to go. Marshall 14, Lawrenceville.
That was a 45-yard scamper by Lance Reese, and it's perfectly fine if you'd like to high-five his mom.
On Light 103 Sports.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to welcome a new pediatrician to the community. Dr. Norma Kreilein is located at the CRMH Family Practice Clinic and is currently accepting patients. Dr. Kreilein is a board-certified pediatrician and has been practicing for 30 years. She is available to care for newborns through adolescence and is comfortable caring for patients with chronic illness. CRMH is excited to bring her to the community to care for our youngest patients. Appointments are currently being taken and can be made by calling the CRMH Family Practice Clinic at 618-392-2940.
Back here at Busch Field in Marshall, Indian football on Light 103 WAKO. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson, glad you're with us. Opening night here. Indians will have to come from behind on the road. They trail 14-0. 9:30 to go, second quarter of play. Jordan Jones back deep at about his own 15-yard line to accept this Marshall kick coming up off the foot of Jacob Maxwell. Here it is, a high end over end boot. Jones takes it at about the 15, east of the 20. To the 25, to the middle, to the 30, across the 35, and to the 37-yard line. That's where the Indians will start, first and 10.
The ball carrier takes the ball to the 37-yard line.
First and 10 for the Indians. Let's see if they can get something going offensively here. Trailing 14-0. 9:25 to go, second quarter.
We'd like to congratulate Michelle Huffington on celebrating her 21st birthday today.
Indian offense out on the field led by quarterback Brennan Winningham. He brings him up to the line of scrimmage. Two men split to the left side, two split to the right. Beeman is offset to the left side of Winningham in the spread formation. They give to Beeman to the right side. He cuts up to the 40, 45, 50, inside of Marshall territory and out of bounds.
35-yard line. Beeman, the ball carrier, is a
Beeman with a solid run there.
The Indians.
And a first down inside Marshall territory. Wow, that was a great run by Beeman.
Well, it's the fourth first down of the night for the Indians, and it was a gain of 15 yards. So that's the biggest rushing play, biggest play of the night for Lawrenceville. Good job. Good blocking out there.
And Beeman
ran it for 15 yards.
In split to the left and right, two to the left, two to the right. Back offset, Beeman to the right side of quarterback Brendan Winningham. Keeps it himself. Up the middle he goes. He burrows forward across the 45 to about the 43-yard line, where it'll be second down and about six. Gain of a tough four for Brennan Winningham. Indians on the move here.
4 yards on the play.
9:09 to go here in the second quarter of play. 14-0, Marshall. Up to the line of scrimmage come the Indians. Two split left side, single man. Actually, single man to the left side, two split to the right side. Beeman's offset to the left side of the quarterback. Winningham, they give to Beeman. He skirts one man.
Beeman, the ball carrier.
And then tiptoes for maybe a yard or two before being brought down. It'll be third down and a long four for the Indians in Marshall territory at the 42.
Again, this is a situation, Steve, where I think the Indians know they're going to be going for it if they don't make it here. So the whole playbook is open for them.
End split, two to the right, single man to the left. Beeman offset right side. Low snap to Winningham, gathers it himself, tries to get to the outside, going to be wrapped up for a loss.
Take it down right at the 44-yard line.
Unfortunate there, Indians with a makeable third down, but they had a bad snap from center, and they lost yardage. Now it's fourth down. Boy, you just,
ball being spotted at the 43-yard line for the Indians.
You're going to win football
games. Fourth down and five.
You have a third down and manageable situation, third and less than five. You've got to have a good
snap.
Third
down, fourth and five. Right, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, Winningham had worked his way back up. He was negative 16 yards rushing at one point. He had worked his way back all the way up to zero, and now he's at negative one. Timeout on the field.
Timeout's been called on
we
the field by
Ammo
Indians.
Federal Credit Union timeout on the field by the Indians. 7:42 to go here in the second quarter. Marshall 14, Lawrenceville nothing. Listen to Indian football on Light 103 Sports.
Where are you guaranteed to get the highest in customer satisfaction? A real person, never an answering machine, and the latest in banking technologies. This is Janet Peach from Citizens National Bank of Albion. We're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area and for good reason.
And this is Dina Moore. We take a no-nonsense, no-fluff approach to banking and no hidden fees. Come in and talk to one of our customer service and lending professionals at any one of our six locations.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, member FDIC.
Back here at Busch Field in Marshall, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, 7:42 to go here in the second quarter. Marshall 14, the Indians nothing. Indians on the move here with a fourth down, a big fourth down play. Fourth and about five inside Marshall territory. Brandon Winningham at the quarterback. Two split to the left, two split to the right. Beeman offset to the right side of the Indian quarterback. Marshall with a four-man front. Winningham looking to keep it himself. Up the middle he goes. First down to the outside. It's tripped up at the 30-yard line. If he could have kept his feet, he might have been able to go all the way.
Yeah, that was an option play, Steve. He was thinking about catching it to Beeman back there, but he saw the open hole, cut it up. First down for the Indians, fifth of the night, all on the ground. First and 10 at the 29.
First down, Indians on the move here, trying to get on the board. 7:33 to go till the half. A two-man split to the right side, two split to the left. Beeman offset to the right side. Now Winningham can't handle the snap. Now he drops on it.
Oh, boy.
Another bad snap.
Ball is recovered by Winningham, and that ball is going to be placed at the 41-yard line.
Kills a drive like that. Look, they lost lots of yards all the way back to the 40-yard line.
Second down and 22 for the Indians.
14 on the previous play. Took a 12-yard loss on that one, and it's going to be second and 22.
Second down and long for the Indians. Ball now back at the 41 of the Lions. 6:53 to go here in the second quarter, 14-0 Marshall. Single man to the left side, trips to the right side, back offset to the right side. That's Beeman. Winningham on the long count, wants to throw across the middle, and it's incomplete. Oh, intercepted.
Ball.
Intercepted, diving interception at the 29.
It is intercepted by the Marshall Lions. And they're going to have the ball at the 29-yard line.
For 13 for Marshall. That's Brock Weddle making the interception, a 5'8", 165-pound junior. Weddle.
Making the interception is number 13, Brock Weddle.
And so the Indians turn it over. So a drive snuffed out by the interception. And now Marshall with a 14-0 lead and the ball with 6:38 to go here in the second quarter. Ball at the Indian 29-yard, I should say ball at their own 29-yard line. Trips to the left side, single man to the right. Here is Ford wanting to throw, throws to the sidelines, passes caught and out of bounds. Across the
35. Passes caught by Reese.
Reese out of bounds over there in front of the Indian bench. Good pickup there of about six.
Ball's going to be placed at the 35-yard line.
On first down. So an interception by the Marshall defense has the Lions with the football and the lead here. 6:33 to go. Second quarter of play. Second down and four from their own 35 for the Lions. Leading 14-0. Spread formation. Trips to the right side. And here is the quarterback wanting to roll. Throws it up and it's incomplete. Incomplete intended
pass
out there.
For number 10, for Jacob Schaffner. Is it complete?
But he was well covered back there.
Third down and four for the Lions.
Cale Powell back there playing defense for Lawrenceville on that one.
Third down and four for the Indians. I should say for the Lions against the Indian defense. Play coming in from the sideline. Head coach of the Marshall Lions, Jared Boyle, in his second year.
Longtime assistant here. Steve, he worked under Coach Evers for quite a few years. Took over last year. The Lions finished 4-5.
Single man to the left side. Trips to the right side. Here is the quarterback wanting to throw. Keeps it himself. And he's into the clear to the 40. And now dragged down from behind, but not before he gets a first down.
Good keeps the ball. Goes past the 40-yard line. That play will go for the Marshall.
So first down for the Lions at their own 43-yard line.
Gain of eight.
Luke Cook couldn't find anybody open, just dragged it down and then got what he could, which was a first down. So the Lions up to the line of scrimmage. Man split to the left side. Two men split to the right side. Tight end in tight. Back offset to the right side of quarterback Luke Cook. Cook now rolling right side, throws, the pass is caught in the flats out there, and driven down at about the 49-yard line. Beeman
Lance
makes the stop on Reese.
Lance takes the ball to the 49-yard line.
Good yardage to the Indian, I should say, to the Marshall 49-yard line.
Close second down Beeman. And four for the Lions.
Second down and four. Got a 6-yard pickup for the Lions with 5:50 to go here in the second quarter and the clock moving. Marshall on top, 14-0. Single man to the left side, trips to the right side, back offset to the right side. Luke Cook in the spread formation, Indians four-man front. Long snap, now they give up the middle to the running back, Cyberly, has to the 40-yard line, 35, 30, inside the 30 and down.
John Cyberly brought the
6-yard line, a first down run.
Takes the ball to the 26-yard line, and that play results in another Marshall.
First down for the Lions in Indian territory at the 26, 5:22 to go, and the Lions starting to really percolate, mixing it up nicely here between the run and the pass, and they have the Indians off balance on defense.
That was a 35-yard run by Cyberly. He now has 68 yards on 8 attempts.
Two men split to the left, single man to the right side, back offset to the left side of quarterback Luke Cook. Indians with a four-man front, showing pressure up front. The back gets away. That's Cyberly up the middle, inside the 20,
Cyberly, the ball carrier,
to the 15, and down inside the 15 to the 17-yard
line. And that one results in Marshall.
Another first down for the Lions via the ground. They're starting to wear the Indians out up front as they're getting big holes, and running backs are starting to...
14 more yards for Cyberly, and he's now up to 82 yards on 9 carries. He had eight yards on his first five, so he's really, he's had runs of 23, 2, 35, and 14 is not his last four carries.
Cook to the sideline to talk with Gerald Boyle, the head coach. Now he brings him up to the line of scrimmage. Only 6 seconds, however, on the play clock. Marshall has to hurry, and they get it off. Here is Cook under pressure, gets away. Now he's going to be hit and driven down by Beeman. Beeman with a sack all the way back to the 21-yard line.
Cook brought down close to the 25-yard line. 20-yard line, that is.
So a sack all the way to the 21-yard line by Christian Beeman. And the Indian defense coming up with a sack here. Be nice to get a turnover down here. With 3:54 to go till the half.
Yeah, the Indians do have one fumble recovery tonight already. It'd be nice to get another here, or at the very least, let's get a stop.
Single man split to the left side, two split to the right. Cook at the quarterback, single man back near him. Off to the right side, Cook rolling to the right side, throwing, the pass is incomplete.
I think
one of the Indian defenders
got a hand on that one out there and knocked it down. Eli Ivers tipped it away, I believe. Made that incomplete.
So third down and long for the Lions, third and 19. Inside Indian territory at the 21.
Again, the Indians can play a little bit soft here because they know that they've got two downs to keep Marshall from getting 19 yards. No way in the world the Lions are going to punt or try a field goal from this spot on the field.
Single man split to the left side, two split to the right side. Spread formation with Cook back offset to the right side. On the long count. And he wants to roll to the right side, looking downfield, throwing to the end zone, and the pass is incomplete. Incomplete. Knocked away out there. Good play.
Blaine Winningham broke that one up, but there was another defender right there, too. No way that ball was going to be completed, and it's now fourth down for the Lions.
Eli Ivers out there again for the Indians at the defensive backfield. Fourth down. Fourth down and long with 3:25 to go here in the second quarter of play. Indians trailing 14-0. Single man split to the left side. Two men split to the right side. Back offset to the right side of quarterback Luke Cook. For Marshall, straight back to throw, looking, throwing across the middle, incomplete. Incomplete, intended, I think, for number 10. That's Schaffner again.
For Schaffner.
But it was incomplete, so the Indian defense holds, And they'll have the ball with some time to work with here in the second quarter. 3:20 to go. And it's 14-0 Marshall.
I'd like to congratulate Jessie Cruz. She and her husband Tom are celebrating their anniversary tonight.
So the Indian defense holds, and let's see if the Indian offense can get her ramped up here. Indians shown some flashes of being able to do things, especially on the ground, but not enough to put any points on the board. 19 seconds on the play clock. Indians have Chisholm back in the game. It's good to see him back. He's split to the right side. Now a bit of confusion in the backfield is where Chisholm should go. Now he's split to the left. Two to the left, two to the right.
Didn't get it off in time.
Nope, push. Timeout.
Good. They were going to get it off. Good use of the timeout there.
Federal Credit Union timeout on the field. 3:20 to go here in the second quarter. Marshall 14 and Lawrenceville nothing. This is Indian football on Light 103 Sports.
Piece together great earnings on your money with KZ State Bank's CD special. Take advantage of KZ State Bank's 15-month and 21-month CD specials. Stop by KZ State Bank in Lawrenceville, located at 1609 Lexington Avenue for more details. KZ State Bank believes in building lasting financial relationships. KZ State Bank is a community bank small enough to know your name, yet they have all the financial products and services to handle your banking needs. Your community, your bank. KZ State Bank. Offer valid until August 31st. Member FDIC.
Back here at Busch Field in Marshall, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian football. 3:20 to go here in the second quarter. Indians first and 10. First and 10 at the 21-yard line. Their own 21. Here's Brendan Winningham on the option play. Keeps it himself. Gets away from one man. 25. Still on his feet to the 30. 31-yard line.
Winningham's brought
very
down
close
about
to
the
a first down.
33-yard line.
Looks like he got it. Got to about the 33. That'll be enough for an Indian first down.
Seven first downs for the Tribe tonight. All of those on the ground. Looks like that's going to be a 13-yard gain after the 34.
Indian football brought your way by Cunningham Young Funeral Home, their family serving your family in a time of need. And People State Bank, ask about their student checking accounts. Indians first down. Here's a give off to the running back to the outside. That's Damon Parkman. Parkman, key running hard across the 50. Across the 45, I should say. Close to the 50-yard line. Knocked down at about
ball
the 48.
For the Indians was number 54.
Damon Parkman is a 6-foot, 185-pound senior.
Ball's placed at the
all-conference performer last year. First time we've seen him carry here tonight. And he was breaking tackles and a good first down run for Damon Parkman. As he's in the backfield replacing Beeman. Now Parkman is offset to the right side. Two men split to the left, two split to the right. Here's a quick slant pass. The pass is caught. Caught a slant across midfield and into Marshall territory at about the 46-yard line.
It is number 26, Jordan Jones.
Jones with a nice catch in heavy traffic.
47-yard line.
Now the Indians starting to percolate a little bit here. It'll be second down and about five. Two split to the left, single man, or two split to the right. Parkman off the right side. Winningham at the quarterback. Wanting to throw. Looks, throws, right side. Pass is incomplete. I think we have a flag on the play. Might have been interference over there in front of the Indian sideline.
There is a flag on the far side of the field.
And we'll wait and see. Looks like they're going to talk it over, perhaps with the Indians.
Looked like Jordan Jones was over there and got his feet taken out from underneath him. That would be ninth first down of the night should the penalty go through. They're talking to Winningham, so I got to think it's going to be a first down for the Tribe.
Clock stop at 2:07 to go here in the second quarter, 14-0. Marshall, but the Indians on the march here. Their best offensive drive thus far of the night.
Hey, penalty-free game for the most part, Steve. The Indians one time for 10 yards. Marshall, before this penalty, had 2 for 20. This is going to be a 10-yarder, I think. Gives them 3 for 30.
Ball marked at the Marshall 37-yard line, we'll call it.
Closest the Indians have been to scoring tonight.
Here's Winningham on the option play, pitching it out to Parkman, loses the handle, gets it, picks it up. He's across the 30 and inside the 30 to about the 26-yard line. Damon Parkman delivering a blow there.
54 runs in to Shafter.
That guy runs hard.
That ball's going to be spotted at the 28-yard line.
Initially fumbled the ball, but able to pick it up in stride and got down inside the 30 to the 28-yard line. Will be second down and one.
Gain of nine.
So Parkman providing a little spark in the backfield for the Indians here on this drive. Second down and one with a minute 28 and the clock moving to go till the half. 14-0 Marshall. Indians trying to get on the board for the first time this season. This time, closed formation. And here is a quick
keeper
up the middle by Winningham. He's got the first down.
Winningham does get the first down.
He's to the 25-yard line of Marshall.
First
down.
25-yard line for the Indians.
So the Indians tightened up the formation, a running play, and Winningham just burrowed forward behind the blocking of the offensive line and got a first down. Now the Indians quickly up with no huddle. Two men split to the left, two split to the right. Winningham wanting to throw under pressure. Gets away. He's to the 20, to the 15, and thrown out of bounds. Inside
brought
the 20,
down by Reese.
Close to the 15-yard line, maybe a little short of it.
Goes out around the 17-yard line. Second down and three for the Indians.
Indians starting to reel off some big chunks of yardage here. Eight on that play for Brennan Winningham. And again, they're up to the line of scrimmage quickly, trying to take advantage of the Marshall defense. Here's Winningham wanting to throw. Throws across the middle, pass is caught by Jones inside the 15, down to about the 13-yard line.
Making the stop for the Marshall Lions right there is number 34.
For the Indians, a nice, quick, snappy pass to Jones, and he made the good catch across the middle.
There's a first down.
52 seconds to go here. Indians quickly up to the line of scrimmage. Winningham wants to throw under pressure. Gets away. Now is in trouble, and down he goes. Down he goes.
Making the stop for the Marshall Lions is number 50.
Burn a timeout.
Or, I'm sorry. Yep, number 50. Alden Boyd.
Timeout on the field by the Indians. And Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout.
A loss of about 4 yards.
42 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Marshall 14, Indians nothing. You're listening to Indian football on Light 103 Sports.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Johnson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tune from Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Johnson deal. Cause a Johnson deal is a better deal.
Back here at Busch Field, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. Indian football, 42 seconds to go, second quarter. Indians on the march. They have the ball at the Marshall 17-yard line. Second down at about 14 after that quarterback sack of Brennan Winningham. Timeout by the Tribe there. I think that's their second timeout here in the first half. Let's see what they want to do here.
Plenty of time, Steve. 42 seconds. You can do a lot of things.
Beeman back in the backfield now. In fact, he and Parkman are offset. Parkman leading blocker. Here's Beeman trying to get across the 15 and does to the, about the 14-yard line.
Ball carrier is brought down, number 17, Chase Darr. And number 29, Jesse
Butler. 30 seconds to go. Indians 27 seconds to go. Third down and long. Spread formation. Here's Winningham wanting to throw, has time, throws out to the flats to Beeman. He's to the 10, to the 5, and is he in? Touchdown! Touchdown, Indians!
It is a touchdown for the Indians.
You excited about that, Bill? Indian
yes.
Touchdown. Beeman with the catch out of the backfield for a touchdown. And the Indians are on the board, trailing by a score of 14-6, and they're going to go for two. Two men split to the right side, single man to the left. Winningham wanting to throw, throws to the back of the end zone, caught for the two. Caught for the two.
Conversion.
That was back there by Skyler Toole. Toole in the back of the end zone for the two, and the Indians are right back in this game with 10 seconds to go here in the second quarter. A nice drive by the Indians, and they're on the board. Travis Ryder giving the glad hand over there to the Indian offense as they have scored. And they're back in the game, trailing by six. Time for an Andreal Federal Credit Union timeout on the People's State Bank scoreboard. It's Marshall 14, Indians 8. This is Indian Football, Light 103 Sports.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here at Marshall, new game, 10 seconds to go, second quarter. Indians trail by 6, 14-8.
Deep four Marshalls, number 17,
Christian Beeman,
Chase Darr,
scoring the touchdown. Skyler Tua with a 2-point conversion catch. And the Tribe are right back in this game. And the Indians will kick it off. And the Indians have Roman Gossett kicking it off here. Short kick taken by the up man at about the 38-yard line. He just falls
ball
on it down right there
at the 38-yard line.
And so with 10 seconds to go here in the second quarter, Marshall will have a little bit of time, only 10 seconds. See what they want to do with 10 seconds to go, leading 14-8. It's a good drive by the Indians. Good mixture of run and pass in there. They overcame some adversity there.
It was an 86-yard drive, Steve.
And Marshall's just going to run out the clock. And quarterback Luke Cook just kneels down. Indians are not going to stop the clock. Marshall not going to stop the clock. And we're at the half.
So ends the first half here at Busch Field with the Marshall Lions 14 and the Lawrenceville Indians 8.
That's the end of the first half. Again, our score here is the Marshall Lions 14, Lawrenceville Indians 8. We'll be back with the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report here in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Indian Football on the People's State Bank scoreboard, I should say. It is 14-8, and you're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
G'day, this is Penny Shaw, one of the owners of Flying S Incorporated, located in rural Palestine, Illinois. Our Flying S team is able to fabricate anything, from carbon fiber aircraft wings to intricate CNC machine parts for space projects. And when we started our venture, we knew we needed a real financial partner we could trust. Citizens National Bank of Albion and the Bridgeport banking team not only offered us great rates, but their customer service is always spot on.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back here at Busch Field, we're at halftime. Lawrenceville Indians trail the Marshall Lions 14-8. I'm Steve Anderson. Bill Richardson's alongside. Glad you're with us for the opening night of Indian football. Indians trailed 14-0 at one point, but put together a good-looking drive there near the end of the first half. Got their first points of the year, and they're right in this game on the road, trailing 14-8. Time now for the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. Again, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Marshall Lions band entertaining here at the half. Well, Bill, so far so good. I mean, Indians are trailing here, but they're in the game. So often last year, the Indians weren't in a lot of games at halftime, but right here, they're trailing by only six. Showed a good offensive drive there near the end of the first half. Got on the board right in this game.
I think that's the biggest drive they've had, Steve, in a number of years. Really, truly, since they were having that really good run a few years ago. I mean, that drive put us right back in the football game. We're in a position to win this game. Something we didn't do all last year. Something we only did once the year before that. Terrific drive. Ended up being a 79-yard scoring drive on eight plays and took 3 minutes and 4 seconds off the clock. Left Marshall only 10 seconds to bounce back. So, terrific drive. What else can you say? Offensively, Steve, the Indians are still sort of struggling. Winningham through the air is 8 of 14 with interception for 43 yards. Blaine Winningham has caught three of those passes for 10. Beeman had the 14-yard TD catch. Jordan Jones, two catches for 9 yards. And Skylar Tools caught a pair of passes for 10 yards. On the ground, the Indians have rushed it 24 times for 80 yards. So only 123 yards total offense here at halftime. Beeman leads the way with 6 carries for 47 yards. Brennan Winningham has rushed 12 times for 24 yards. Parkman came in, carried it twice, picked up a total of 29 yards on those 2 carries. Chisholm carried it 3 times, got hurt for a little bit, came back in the game. He had 3 carries for 2 yards. Jordan Jones, 1 carry for a negative 2 yards. Marshall through the air. Cook has completed 6 passes, 6 out of 16 for 142 yards. Reese caught 4 of those for 71 yards. Of course, he had the 45-yard touchdown catch on Marshall's second play. Schaffner caught 2 passes for 71 yards, the second of those being the 55-yard TD pass from Cook for Marshall's first touchdown. On the ground, the Lions have carried it 14 times for 85 yards. Cyberly leads the way there. He's picked up 82 yards on 9 carries, and Steve, again, he had only 8 yards on his first 5 carries, but he really picked things up there, rattling off runs of 23, 2, 35, and 14 yards to finish the half with 82 yards on 9 attempts. So 229 yards total offense for Marshall here at halftime.
All right, Marshall Lions marching band continues to entertain the crowd here. Good crowd made their way up Route 1 from Lawrence County to see this opener across the way. This is a battle of red and white, Indians and the Marshall Lions. And again, here at halftime, it's Marshall 14, Lawrenceville 8. We'll be back and talk more about the first half of action and look forward to the second half after we hear from this from Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here at Busch Field in Marshall, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson at halftime. Score is Marshall 14, Indians 8. Indians opening the schedule here tonight at Marshall. Indians will also be on the road next week, next Friday night, a week from tonight, when they play against the only Richland County Tigers. That'll be next Friday night. Then the Indians open the home schedule on Saturday, September the 14th. They'll take on the defending league champion, Paris Tigers. Indians then will hit the road to Newton before returning home for a two-game homestand on September the 27th. They'll take on Flora. Homecoming will be Saturday, October the 5th. And the Indians host Casey Westfield. That'll be a 2 o'clock contest on that Saturday, October the 5th. The Indians will then go to Robinson. They'll be back home to take on the Red Hill Salukis in the Lawrence County battle on October the 18th. Then the Indians will close up the regular season on the road, non-conference game at the end of the year. They'll travel to Trenton Westland out in the Metro East area, and they'll play a 1 o'clock game on Saturday the 26th against Trenton Westland. So the Indians at Marshall tonight, at Richland County next week, before the home opener on Saturday the 14th against the Paris Tigers. Well, Bill, what do you anticipate for the second half? Indians right in this game.
Well, you know, Lawrenceville really was hurt by the two big plays, Steve. I mean, and I know you can't take those away. You can't wipe those off the scoreboard. But otherwise, you know, that's 100 yards in offense right there. Marshall has 220-something. Take that away, Marshall would only have about 120 yards total offense, which is comparable to what Lawrenceville has. This has basically been an even-up football game. It was really big to get that two-point conversion, I feel like, because apparently we don't have a kicking game again, but that's okay if you can score the two-pointers once in a while. And Marshall, you know, their kicker missed a kick, too, so they had to go for two. But it's a lot better to be down by six than it is seven or eight. You know, one touchdown, and the Indians have a chance to take the lead. Again, you know, I think everybody realized that we're going to be a lot better this year, a lot more competitive, and it's a lot more fun to watch. There's nothing like, you know, it's just so much better, so much more fun to follow a winning team. I know I got a little excited in the when the Indians scored that touchdown, and apologize for that, but I'll never apologize for pulling for the home team.
Well, and again, you know, you look at this game, the Indians have been able to move the ball on the ground. They've got good running from Beeman and Parkman, and those two guys, they can really do some things on the ground. Run the ball, that opens up the passing game. The Indians have shown the ability to throw the ball short. Jordan Jones has made a couple of nice catches here. So a nice mixture of the run and the pass. And when you're more than one-dimensional, you've got a chance to do some things.
Yeah, you know, let's not forget the big boys up front that they're doing their job too. Early in the game, the Indians are really struggling. Winningham got sacked. His first three plays were negative. He was minus five, minus three, minus eight the first three times he carried the ball. So, you know,
ladies and gentlemen,
then,
let's have a great big round of applause
really
for the Marching Lions fans and the Marshall Lefts. The 2019 Marshall Lefts honors Bill Lauer, Dan Morris, Micah Johnson, Ava Spicer, Delaney Strode, and Norman Zucca.
Marshall has the lead in this football game, but Marshall only has eight first downs. Four on the ground and four.
If you have your white
stat-wise right
tickets,
there, just behind the
we are going to read off the number.
But, you know,
the winner will take home
$174.
Indians tied up their pass defense there after getting up the long pass early. They've been able to cover Schaffner and also
take out your white
other for other receiver Reese for Lions, so they've tightened down up. And again, back in this game, trailing by a score of 14-8.
5-6-7.
All right, that's been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime
report. This is your number. Come on up to the press box.
Neither team back on the field as we get set to.
Congratulations, and thank you for supporting
for the second half of action. This has been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. We're back
again
in 3 minutes with the second half.
Thank you.
You're listening to Indian football on Light 103 Sports.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Drafty, old windows. Let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford.
Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal.
Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Trinity Sanders, Abby Huffington, Megan Frazier, Molly Hogan, Natalie Freeman, Ava Otgen,
back
Roy
here
Campbell,
at Bushfield,
Noah
and
Hendricks,
Marshall,
Emma
Steve
Gard,
Anderson,
Allie
Bill
Bolton,
Richardson, and
Allie
RPA
Stafford.
Announcer. He's been with us all night.
Give them a great big round of applause. And also, don't forget our mascot.
Our score here
Morgan
at
Hendricks.
Halftime is Marshall Lions 14 and the Lawrenceville Indians 8. Indians back on the field. And the Lions
you might have noticed that the flag is at half staff.
The field.
And that's in memory.
Yeah, the Indians are on the field.
State Trooper
down on the
Nick Hopkins,
right side,
who passed away this last week while serving our state.
So
our
we're
country.
Ready for the just about ready for the second
for a while,
half of
Nick
action.
And his wife Whitney were residents of Marshall, so we would like to remember Nick.
He is our score. Indian football, by the way, is brought your way by Toyota
Bushoku
of Illinois.
For his life and his dedication
to Toyota Bushoku team today, and also by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital.
Officer Hopkins,
and
we are with him in memory as he is.
So Indians right in this game, trailing 14-8 on the road. And the Indians will kick off to start the second half. And they're going to put three more minutes up on the clock. You know, I never have figured out, Bill, why they do that. Why don't they just run, have 18 minutes at the half and be done with it?
Well, I don't know what the reasoning is myself, Steve, but they always do that. They always put 15 minutes on the clock. 15 minutes runs out. You think you're ready for some football, and then they put three more minutes up there for the teams to warm up when they've already been warming up for the past 4 or 5 minutes anyway.
Yeah, just another
bureaucracy.
Another one of the great decisions made by the IHSA. They come up with some great ones.
Now, Steve, you can criticize them all you want to, but I'm telling you what, Indiana just this year went to the 40-point rule at halftime. We've had that rule here in Illinois for 10 or 15, 20 years. It's the best rule ever invented in high school football. Sports writer and sportscasters best friends. So let's give our IHSA a little credit for being ahead of the game on that one.
All right.
And there's a 30-point rule in basketball again, which is great also.
Okay, if you say so. All right. Indians over across the way in front of head coach Travis Ryder. Again, making his debut here tonight. What's your impressions of Coach Ryder, having talked with him just a couple of times?
Let me tell you something, Steve. In its history of football, Oblong High School, and in 100 years plus of football, has been to the playoffs three times. Travis was the coach the two of those teams. I think that says a lot. I think the school board made a terrific hire. There's some enthusiasm back. The kids are wanting to come out. We've got some kids out this year that are very good athletes that didn't play before. So, and, you know, even if we lose this game, it's become clear in just 24 minutes of football that Lawrenceville is going to be a little bit, well, a lot more competitive this year. And they've got a feisty, fiery edge to them. And while we're talking about this, too, I want to take my hat off to Chad Green, who last year coached the team, didn't win a game. He was put in a pretty bad position. He took over the program in maybe June, July, and he didn't really want to be the head coach, but he knew he was the best guy for the job, and he sacrificed a lot. You know, when the school really needed somebody to coach the team for a year, he stepped up and did the job, and it's great to see him back there on the coaching staff again. I talked to him before the game tonight. He seemed really happy. So,
yeah, he's on the staff of Coach Ryder along with Corey Jurgens, Chester Lewis, Max Lowe. Max on the staff for the Indians. Talked to him at the scrimmage last week. He's glad to be back and coaching football. Lonnie Schultz also on the Indian staff.
Max said, "I need to do something about this Purdue hat I'm wearing, Steve." Yeah, if Max tells you something, you know, you probably ought to listen.
Yeah, Max and Illini through and through. Well, we're just about ready for the second half of
also,
action here.
Also, we want to remind everybody about the Marshall quarterback.
Steve, I was talking to Josh Brown, our sports editor in the paper this week, and he pointed out to me that the IHSA has instituted an eight-man football division this year. There will be an eight-man state tournament. Approximately 20 teams
are
playing eight-man football in Illinois this year. I think that's an interesting and good thing, too, to see how that develops.
Cornhole game will be
all right.
On October
25th. Indians, as we mentioned, will kick off. They'll be going from my left to my right here as we view it from the press box at Busch Field. Lions will receive to begin the
cornhole games and
second half.
Again, these are a
play. Indian football brought your way by Leggett Lumber, 807 East Chestnut in Bridgeport, and by Citizens National Bank of Albion. They're your bank for a lifetime. We're in the Toyota Boshuku press box here at Busch Field. Ready for the kick. Here is the kick by the Lions kicker. A line drive taken by one of the Indian up men at about the 45-yard line. And that's where the Tribe will go, first and 10 from their own 45. Just underway here in the third quarter.
That ball is batted down by Alden Boyd. And it is recovered right at the 46-yard line.
So the Lions, led by Luke Cook on the field. He'll bring him up to the line of scrimmage. Two men split to the left, two split to the right. Both these ball clubs run exact same offenses here. Spread formation, back offset to the left side. And here is Cook wanting to throw. Steps up, throws long down the side. And the pass is incomplete. Interference. That was a blatant call there.
Yeah, no way Cale Powell's gonna get away with that one.
Yeah,
good call. Gonna be 15 yards. Gonna be a first down. And hey, if he'd have caught that ball, it'd been a lot more than 15
Lance
yards.
Reese.
Yeah, he was probably gonna catch that ball. So penalties are rough, but 15 yards is better than 35 or 40.
Yeah, that's not like the pro game where you get the ball at the spot of the foul down there. They mark it off from the line of scrimmage. It will be a first down, but you don't give up the six, and that's better than that happening. Might as well take the penalty. So it will be first down for the Lions, and they'll mark the ball off. Let's see where they mark it from.
Well, it should be from the line of scrimmage, which was the 46, so it should be just inside the 40, if my math is correct. Just inside the 45.
The penalty results in that ball being placed
first
the
to 10 at the 45.
44-yard line. Again, it's
we'll call it
first 44. Down for Marshall Lions.
11:52 to go here in the third quarter. First and 10 for the Lions. Two split to the left, two split to the right. Back offset to the left side. In the spread formation, Luke Cook gives up the middle, and down goes the running back. Knocked down in the middle here. Big number 52 for the Indians making the stop. That's Braden Sherman, 5'11", 235-pounder. He's a junior. Braden Sherman right in there for a loss of two. Second down and 12. The Trider told me that Braden Sherman had an excellent off-season workout. They're looking for big things from him on defense. Again, the spread formation. Single man this time to the right side. Two men to the left. Back offset to the left side. Spread formation for Luke Cook. Rolls to the left side. Wants to throw. Throws long. And the pass is caught. Caught and out of bounds. Inside the 25. Down to the 21-yard line.
That pass is caught by Schaffner.
Beautiful throw there.
And that ball is going to be spotted at the 21-yard line. And that is a Marshall.
Long pass. Across the field.
24-yard gain.
And a first down for the Lions at the 21. That was a beautiful throw there by Cook to Schaffner for the first down. Stops the clock. 11:04 to go here in the third quarter. 14-8. Again, the spread formation. Single man to the left side. Two to the right. Give up the middle. A big hole there for Cyberly inside the 10. And he dives for the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Marshall. Marshall with the score. And the Lions come right out, march down the field, and score.
And they have a score by John Siderly.
A 20-8 lead with the extra point kick coming up here. Extra point kick by Jacob Maxwell, who missed earlier in the game. He's back out there out of the hold of Calvin Livix to try to increase the lead to 7. Snap back, ball down, the kick is up, the kick is a line drive, and the kick is
good. The extra point is good by Maxwell.
So on the People's State Bank scoreboard, score now reads, with 10:59 to go, third quarter, Marshall 21, Indians 8. We're back in 1 minute with the Marshall kickoff. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103 Sports.
Wabash General Hospital is pleased to offer an orthopedic and sports medicine clinic at Lawrence County Hospital. Appointments are accepted by Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Physician's Assistant Julia Corwin, and Beth Fisher every Friday and every other Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Lawrenceville by calling 618-707-4360. Wabash General Hospital is proud to serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Ambrough Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Ambrough Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com or call us 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Back here at Busch Field, ready for the Marshall kickoff. Lions leading 21-8, 10:59 to go, third quarter. Line drive kick taken by Blaine Winningham at the 20, the 25, 30, 35, dives forward to the 39-yard line.
Ball is taken by Blaine Winningham.
Have it first and 10 at their own 39 as they start this offensive drive, their first of the second half. But that really hurt. Marshall came out, marched right down the field and scored. And they lead now
21-8. Yard line for the Indians.
And let's see if the Indian offense can continue that momentum that they had at the end of the first half and get a drive going here. Blaine Winningham heads to the left side. Latham Chisholm split out there as well. Brendan Winningham is at the quarterback. Man in motion is Tool, and they give to Skyler Tool. He cuts inside. He's to the 40, 45, still on his feet, and
Tool, the ball carrier,
said he was down at about the 46-yard line. Good run by Skyler Tool.
Do call it dead.
Ball popped loose there, but after the whistle,
ball's going to be placed at the 46-yard line for the Indians.
Second down and about four for the Indians. Good run there by Skyler Tool. Tool, a 5'9", 165-pound senior, number 10 for the Indians.
First carry for him tonight.
Two men split to the left, two split to the right. Spread formation. Marshall four-man defensive front. Winningham on the option play. Loses the football, and Marshall has it. They try to reverse to Chisholm.
That fumble results in the Marshall ball recovered on the field. Football.
A turnover.
Marshall
there.
Had the ball at the 38-yard line in Indian territory.
They recovered the Indian 38.
Was that Chisholm they tried to pitch the ball to, Steve?
Yes.
The fumble was picked up by, the ball was recovered by Alden Boyd.
So Lathan Chisholm with a fumble, and Marshall recovers. And the Lions in good shape here, already leading 21-8. 10-12 to go here in the third quarter. Two men split to the left side, two split to the right. Single back offset to the left side of quarterback Luke Cook. Cook wanting to throw to the left side. Throws long, has a man open, and the pass is caught. Caught at the 10-yard line.
That ball is caught.
Caught by Scheffner, I believe.
Caught by Lance Reese.
No, that was Reese. Reese, number 20.
That ball is going to be placed at the 11-yard line for the Marshall Lions.
It wasn't quite at the 10, so it'll be first down at the Indian 11. Cook had a lot of time to throw, and he spotted Reese down the left sideline and got him with the pass before the Indian defenders could get there. First down at the 11. Marshall with two men split to the right side. Single man to the left. Back offset to the left side. That's John Cyberly. Here's Cook rolling right side. Wants to throw. Throws pass caught in the flat. Out there by Schaffner.
Schaffner walking in the touchdown for Marshall Lions.
10 and into the end zone for the touchdown. Touchdown, Marshall. Schaffner going to tiptoe down the sidelines after some contact and get into the end zone, the corner of the end zone. And all of a sudden, the Lions have spurted to a 27-8 lead. And a chance to add to that with the extra point kick coming up here from Jacob Maxwell. So two quick touchdowns here by the Lions. Snap back, ball down, the kick is up, the kick is away, and the kick
is good for Maxwell.
On the People's State Bank scoreboard, here in the third quarter, 9:37 to go. Score now reads Marshall Lions 28, Lawrenceville Indians 8. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Here's the Marshall kick taken by the Indians, Jordan Jones. He's across the 30.
The ball picked up by number 26, Jordan Jones. He carries the ball close to the 30-yard line.
First and 10 from his own 32-yard line. 9:37 to go here in the third quarter. Ball Marshall here at the outset of the second half. And they've turned a, what was the score at half? 14-8 into a 28-8 lead here with a couple of quick touchdowns. It's up to the Indians to try to get some of that
ball's
momentum
at the 32
back.
Yard line for the Indians.
Let's see if they can do so. Brendan Winningham brings him up to the line of scrimmage. Two men split to the left side, two split to the right. Back is offset to the left side of Winningham. Gives to the running back Beeman up the middle. He has running room, 35, 40, 45. Dragging tacklers, still on his feet. And the 50, 45 into Marshall territory. What a run there by Christian Beeman.
Beeman, the ball carrier. Ball across midfield. He's going to wind up at the 45-yard line.
Big run there by Beeman. And the Indians have a first down.
For the Indians.
23 yards on that carry.
9:25 to go here in the third quarter.
69 on the night for Beeman.
The Indians at the 45-yard line, the Marshall 45 after that scintillating run by Christian Beeman. Man, he had Marshall tacklers all over him, but just kept packing them up. Single man split to the right side, two to the left side. Beeman still in the backfield. Here's Winningham keeping himself up the middle. He goes. He's to the 40 and dives forward across the 40 down to about the 36, 37-yard line. Very close to a first down for Brennan Winningham, who's a little slow getting up, but he does. That's good to see.
Second down and a yard to go for the Indians.
So second down and one, a 9-yard pickup for the Indian quarterback. 8:33 and the clock moving here in the third quarter. Marshall 28, the Indians 8. Indians trying to answer back. Being slapped in the face here at the beginning of this second half. Two quick touchdowns. Two men split to the left side, single man to the right. Here's a give to the running back trying to get to the outside. That's Chisholm, and he's dragged down.
Well, you got to run north and south, Steve. You can't run outside when you only got a yard for the first down. Lathan ended up getting yardage.
That was Jones.
Jones.
Ball's
going
to be placed at the 37-yard line.
It was 28. It's 26. Jordan Jones in the backfield.
Actually lost a yard, so it's going to be third and two.
Third down and two for the Indians inside Marshall territory at the 37-yard line. Need to get the first down here. Spread formation. Single back, Jones in the backfield. Winningham wanting to throw. Across the middle. Pass is incomplete. Through the hands of Blaine Winningham.
Pass is intended for number 16. Is incomplete.
But incomplete. So it'll be fourth down. So fourth down and two. Indians look at their wristbands. So many teams have gone to wristbands now instead of huddling up. So they just call the play and head up the line of scrimmage and check your wristband to see what it is. Two split to the left, two split to the right. Back offset to the left side. That's Jones. Winningham wanting to throw. Throws to Winningham. Blaine has it. First down. He's to the 30. And down he goes. Right
pass
at the 30
from Winningham
yard line.
To Winningham.
First down.
Results in a first down for the Indians.
Running to Blaine. The Winningham connection. That time
ball
was successful.
Placed on the 30-yard line.
And a first down.
7 yards, first and 10 for the Indians at the 30.
7:17 to go here in the third quarter. Marshall 28, Lawrenceville 8. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson from the Toyota Boshuku press box here at Busch Field in Marshall.
That was the fourth catch tonight for Blaine Winningham for 17 yards.
Two men split to the left side, two split to the right. Back offset to the right side, spread formation. Here's a give now to Jones, left side. Jordan Jones burrowing forward. Very close to a first down.
Number 26,
near the
20-yard
line.
Jones.
That's better.
Jones with a nice run there. Got behind his left tackle and burrowed forward.
Second and one at the 21.
9-yard
second
pickup.
Second down and two for the Indians.
That guy's wrong, Steve.
Okay.
Second and one.
Okay. Two men split to the left side, single man to the right. Actually, two men to the right side. Here's Winningham on the option as the ball tipped away and knocked down. Scramble for the loose ball. And it will be Marshall football.
That ball's recovered by the Marshall Lions.
Marshall football. Man, oh man, the Indians had a nice drive going to try the option play. The ball was tipped away, recovered by the Lions.
Megan Hammock in that play was number 23, Lance Reese.
And it was Reese right in the middle of things again.
Looks like it's going to be spotted.
Ball's going to be placed at the 36-yard line for the Marshall Lions.
The Marshall Lions, the Indians, got to be kicking themselves there. They had a nice drive going, but a fumbled option play snuffs out that drive. So here come the Lions up to the line of scrimmage, led by their junior quarterback, Luke Cook. Two men split to the left, two split to the right, single man in the backfield. Low snap, and there is the Indians trying to get it. But I think they may have gotten a fumble. They did! Yeah, they did.
That ball is recovered by number 52 from the Indians.
Second
Lost that is Braden Sherman.
Braden Sherman on the recovery of the fumble. We mentioned him having a solid game here tonight, and he came up with a fumble recovery. And the Indians have the ball right back. Let's see if they can get back that offensive mojo a little bit here. After that fumble recovery, 6:39 to go here in the third quarter play. 28-8, Marshall on top. It's 14-8 at the half. Two men split to the left side, two split to the right. Back offset, Beeman, left side of Whittingham, and a flag on the play. What's this all about? Waiting for the official's call here. Still haven't made any indication as to what it is up here. Now they all got to talk about it. So, we wait to see who this call's on right before the snap of the football. Right at the snap of the football, actually. Now we'll have a call here, maybe. Come on, fellas. The illegal procedure against the Indians.
Flag goes against Lawrence.
5-yard walk-off against
results
the tribe.
Of that ball being placed at the 37-yard line.
30 yards and penalties. Three penalties, 30 yards on the Indians. Okay, we're back to the 37 now, which is okay. First and 15.
First and 15, 6:39 to go here in the third quarter. Spread formation for the Indians. Here's Whittingham giving it to Beeman. This time Beeman's wrapped up after
ball
a short gain, maybe a yard for
36-yard line.
The hard-running Beeman. Christian Beeman for the Indians is a 5'11", 220-pound senior.
Dave Warner and Lance Reese.
Number 31. So second down and long for the tribe. 6:20 to go, third quarter. Two men split to the left, two to the right. Back offset to the right side of quarterback Brennan Whittingham. Under pressure, steps up and almost was sacked. Throws across the middle, pass caught across the middle and down inside
pass
the 20. Pass to Brandon Goble.
But the ball carrier is brought down by number
Brandon
22.
Goble,
that's John Seidling.
250-pound senior with the catch. I think
that's
his
first
catch.
Down for the Lawrenceville Indians.
It was his first catch.
And a Lion is down in the defensive backfield. A first down catch for Brandon Goble. And the Indians convert, and they have a first down. Well, Whittingham really stepped up against pressure. Almost had the ball knocked away. Kept his cool and found Goble, who made a good run after the catch and picked up a first down.
13 yards.
And now we have a Marshall man injured on the field. 6:03 to go here in the third quarter play. 28-8, Indians on the move here after the fumble by Marshall quarterback Luke Cook, recovered by Braden Sherman. Indians have moved the ball.
Call at the 21-yard line.
And they're at the 21. A reminder, Indian football brought your way here on Light 103 WAKO by KZ State Bank, your community bank, and Wabash General Hospital. They have high quality and effective health care. Also by Bill Dobson Ford. A Dobson deal is indeed a better deal. Again, the Indians here tonight at Marshall. And 1 week from tonight in Awney to face the Richland County Tigers. Still tending to the down Marshall Lion player. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, it's Marshall 28, Lawrenceville 8. We'll take a minute break. Well, no, don't take a break. Looks like it's just a cramp. And able to walk it off there is Jacob Schaffner for Marshall. So it looks like he cramped a little bit there. It's not an overly hot night here, but hot enough. If you don't hydrate and carry around those football pads, you can cramp up easily. That's apparently what happened to Schaffner. He's going to have to come out for a play. And the Indians will go first and 10 again at the 21-yard line, trailing 28-8. Spread formation, two split to the left, and two to the right side. 19 seconds on the play clock. And then head coach Travis Ryder getting instructions from the sidelines. Here's Winningham wanting to throw. Throws across the middle, incomplete. Threw into heavy traffic trying to hit Blaine.
That's incomplete.
But it was incomplete.
Second down and 10 for the Indians.
At the feet of the Indian receiver. So it'll be second down and 10. Clock stop, 5:41 to go here in the third quarter. Score remains 28-8. Lions. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson. Indian football, the opener here on Light 103. This time, single man split to the, actually two men split to the left, and two again split to the right. Back offset, Beeman to the left side of Winningham. Brandon Winningham gives it off to the receiver.
That's back, Eli Ivers.
Eli Ivers on a reverse.
Ball carrier for
and
the
Ivers
Indians,
able to
80.
Get inside the 20 to about Eli the 17-yard line. First time Eli Ivers
flag
is caught as a carried here tonight.
There is a flag.
He's a 6'2", 275-pound senior, number 80. And a flag on the play.
Going to be a hold, I'm afraid.
Yeah, they're talking to Marshall. Game has slowed down here. We've had a plethora of penalties here lately after very few early on. But now we're starting to get a lot of penalties.
Penalty goes against the Indians.
So that 4 or 5 yard gain is going to actually end up being a 1 yard gain. And the
penalty
fourth penalty against the Indians tonight
for
40 yards.
It'll brings it second down
be
and
second
21.
And 21 from the 30.
5:28 to go here in the third quarter. Still a lot of time. Indians trail by 20, 28-8. 5:26 of the clock moving here in the third quarter. Two split to the left, two split to the right. Back offset. That's Beeman to the right side of Indian quarterback Brendan Winningham. Wants to throw to the left side. Does out in the flat. And right there is the Lion defense to wrap up Jordan Jones in the flats for no gain. No gain.
Cyberly, one of the players on the hit. There is a flag on the field.
And another flag. Another flag.
Well, if this one is against the Indians.
It's a hold against the tribe this time.
Marshall's going to take the penalty or the play.
Is against
they
the
might
Indians.
Consider taking the play and making it third and long. And I think that's what's going to happen. It's going to go down as a 0 yard completion. Well, they're still talking to him. They haven't decided yet, maybe.
And he's starting to go backwards here on this drive after moving the ball into Marshall territory. .506 to go here in the third quarter, 28-8, our score.
Marshall's going to accept the penalty.
So the ball may
the
move
flag
back.
Will result in that ball being moved back to the
43-yard
line.
Good thing pencils have erasers, Steve. I got to wipe that play off my stat sheet.
Second down and an eternity for the Indians. 5:06 to go, third quarter. 31 yards in need for a first down. Spread formation, two split to the left, two split to the right. Brendan Winningham back to throw. Pumps once, now brings it down, throws. Pass is caught, wide open, sideline. Blaine Winningham knocked out of bounds.
Pass is caught by number 16, Blaine Winningham.
Inside the 25, well, just outside the 25 at the 27-yard line as we view it across the sideline, near the Indian sideline across the way. Third down, and a more manageable, about 15. Third down and 15 for the Indians in Marshall territory at the 26. 4:58 to go here in this slow-moving third quarter. Two men split to the left, two split to the right. Back offset, Beeman. Here's Winningham back to throw. Throws, pass is incomplete into heavy coverage. Intended out
pass
there for
number 27, Braden Goble.
Brandon Goble. But he was well covered. No chance of completing that play.
Tua was running wide open down the field, but apparently Winningham didn't see him. Would have been a big gain had he been able to complete that pass. But as it is, it's going to be fourth down.
Fourth down and
15. Four down territory for the Indians. They try to pick up 15 yards. 19 seconds on the play clock. 2 men split to the left. And 2 men split to the right. Now I think an Indian's having trouble in the backfield. Being number 75 for the Indians.
It's funny because I don't have a 75 on the roster.
I don't either. He's going to have to come out of the game. Replaced in there by Joey Alamalee, the 5'10", 190-pound senior. All right, fourth down for the Indians. Fourth and 15 inside Marshall territory, 4:54 to go, third quarter. Brendan Winningham in the spread formation wants to throw under pressure. Now hit and sacked. Down he goes to the 30-yard line. Waiting for somebody to clear.
First line on the scene is number 63, Cody Bauer.
Down he goes on fourth down, and so Marshall holds, and they take over on downs. And the Indian drive is thwarted. First and 10 for Marshall at their own 29-yard line with 4:49 to go here in this third quarter. Seems like not much time's moved off this clock. The last
ball was placed at the 29-yard line for the Lions.
Not incomplete passes. Penalties makes for a slow-moving game. Now Marshall with Luke Cook at the quarterback, spread formation. Give up the middle to the running back. That's Cyberly. He's to the 35 and thrown down there by Beeman, who jumps on the football. But I think they're going to blow it dead. Yep, they're going to say he's down. Now Beeman stretching out. He might be cramped up a little bit here. Yeah, it looks like he's got a cramp. Still in there, though. 4:23 to go, and the clock moving here in this third quarter. Marshall on top, 28-8. 2 men split to the right side, single man to the left side. Cook in the spread formation, back offset to his left side. He gives to that back, Cyberly. Up the middle he comes, has running room. He's to the 50-yard line and a first down.
Cyberly takes the ball to the 50-yard line.
John Cyberly, a 5-pound senior. He's run hard here tonight. He picked up a first down there right at midfield.
Now I got 122 yards rushing on 13 attempts. That was a 15-yard game.
4 minutes to go, third quarter. Lions on top.
That was the second longest run of the night, Steve. Trivial.
Now Beeman coming out of the game. Replaced in there by Skyler Toole at the linebacker spot. 2 men split to the right side, single man to the left. Cook in the spread formation. He wants to roll, rolls right side, throws, passes incomplete off the hands of Schaffner, the intended receiver.
Schaffner's incomplete.
Schaffner's had a big night receiving.
Second down and 10 for the Lions.
For the Lions, incomplete pass, second down and 10. 3:36 to go here in the third quarter. The game is moving at a snail's pace. Play coming in from the sideline from head coach Jared Boyle of the Marshall Lions. In split left and right. 2 men split to the right side. Single man to the left. Spread formation again for the Lions. Back offset, Cyberly. Left side of quarterback Luke Cook. Cook gives to Cyberly up the middle. Has a hole. 45, 40, 35. Dives inside the 35. And down to about the 33-yard line.
Dives across the 35-yard line, and that play results in Marshall.
Cyberly
adds
to his total.
Ball's going to be spotted close to the 32-yard line for the Lions.
He's a 5'10", 165-pounder. Went through a big hole that time and brought some tacklers with him, drug some tacklers with him.
Yeah, 17 more yards. He's now up to 139.
First and 10 for the Lions in Indian Territory at the Tribe 33-yard line. Already leading 28-8, 3:10 to go, third quarter. Two-man split to the left, single man to the right, back offset to the left side. Cook in the spread formation. Wants to throw, rolls right side, throws, passes, incomplete. Try to hit
passes intended for Schaffner.
Off his hand and out and incomplete. So it'll be second down. Second and 10.
Cook is now 10 of 21 for 215 yards and 3 TDs. So his completion percentage isn't outstanding, but he has had some very long completions and the 3 TD passes.
2:56 to go. Clock stopped on the incomplete pass. Third quarter. 28-8 Marshall. Score remains. Two men split to the left side. Single man to the right. Back offset left side of quarterback forward. Indian showing blitz up front. Let's see if they come. Here they come. And forward rolls. Wants to throw to the sidelines. Incomplete. Incomplete. Intended out there for the receiver. Cyberly.
Lance Reese.
Actually, it was for Reese, 23 instead of 22. Third down and 10. Another thing that's adding to the length of this game is incomplete passes.
Right. Cook has thrown 12 incompletions tonight.
2:53 to go, third quarter. In split. Two men to the left, single man to the right. Cyberly. Off set to the left of the quarterback, Cook in the spread formation. It is again showing blitz up front. Here they come. And Cyberly is hit in the backfield and driven down. Damon Parkman on the blitz there. And he came right through and made the sack. The 6 foot, 185-pound senior all-conference performer for the Indians last year. And he burst through there and brought the ball carrier, Cyberly, to the ground for a big loss. Fourth down for the Lions.
It's only his second negative carry of the ball game, and that knocks him back down to 134 yards now on 15 carries.
2:20 to go here in the third quarter. 28-8, score remains. Marshall on top here at Busch Field. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson from the Toyota Bushuku press box. Indian football, the opening night. Marshall will punt now with 2:04 to go, so they're going to kick it away. Here is a kick heading to the sidelines, and it goes out of bounds. Right at about the 22 or 23-yard line. And the Indians will take over on offense, first and 10, with a minute 57 to go. Here in the third quarter, trading 28-8. Indian football here on Light 103 WAKO, brought your way by Best Way Express. Now hiring CDL drivers. The Cunningham Young Funeral Home in Lawrenceville, their family serving your family in a time of need. Indians back on offense here. 28-8. They trail.
Oh, at the 23-yard line, Steve.
Yes. Indians in the huddle now. They break out. Single man to the left side. Two men to the right side. Beeman back in there in the backfield. Behind Winningham in the spread formation. Winningham wanting to roll to the right side. Now back to the left side. Under pressure. Look out. Down he goes.
Quarterback is brought down by number 29. That's Jesse Burdick.
Burdick from the back. Bringing Winningham down. Jesse Burdick. Man, that guy is big. He is 6'7", 190 pounds. Not big weight-wise, but 6'7", and he enveloped Brendan Winningham, trying to roll away from him, and a big sack, of about 4 yards, back to the, it's like the 19-yard line. Minute 20 to go, third quarter. Spread formation for the Indians, trips to the right side, single man to the left side. Winningham wants to roll, wants to throw, passes tipped and incomplete.
Jesse Burdick, once again, has those big hands up. That's the ball down.
Burdick at 6'7", again, knocking another pass down. That's two he's knocked down here tonight. Reese knocked down the other one for the Lions. Incomplete pass, third down. And long, third and 14 for the Indians back in their own territory. 2 men split to the left side, 2 split to the right. Christian Beeman in the backfield. Here's a snap, Winningham's short drop, throws, pass is caught. Caught by who over there? Trying to see who that is. I think that's Blaine. Yes, Blaine. Blaine Winningham. Short of the first
down
by about
3 for the Indians.
3 yards. So a 4th down and 3 for the Indians. Are they going to go for it here or what?
Certainly are.
Looks like they are. Travis Ryder showing confidence in his Indian ball club as they try to work their way back in this game. 4th down and 3. Spread formation. 2 split to the left, 2 split to the right. Winningham wanting to throw under pressure, and he's going to try to get the first down. Very close. He dives across the 33. Going to be dependent on where they spot the football. He might have gotten it. Boy, that was a heck of an effort by Brennan. He could have went down, but he kept his legs churning.
It was the first down for the Indians.
First down for the Indians. That was all Brennan Winningham there. He was enveloped by some Lions, but kept those legs turning and got enough momentum to pick up the first down on 4th down and 3. Ball at the 34. The Indian 34 with 35 seconds to go, and the clock moving here in the third quarter. Indians 28-8. They're trailing. Man in motion is Chisholm, and the ball hits the man coming across. That actually was Jordan Jones, not Chisholm. And the ball hit Jones as he was in motion across the formation. I don't think I've ever seen that.
Second down and 12.
In a while.
Got to give Jones those loss of 2 yards on that play.
Yeah. And that's going to be the final play of the third quarter. So on the People's State Bank scoreboard, after 3 quarters of play here at Busch Field in Marshall, our score reads Marshall Lions 28 and the Lawrenceville Indians 8. Back with the fourth quarter in a minute. Listening to Indian football on Light 103 Sports.
Drafty, old windows. Let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to bring services to the Lawrence County area with the opening of the Bridgeport Clinic. Carl Bridgeport is located right on Industry Road and will offer family practice, behavioral health, ear, nose, and throat, cardiology, audiology, and pediatric services to the community. Appointments will be taken soon, and other services may be added in the coming months. Be on the lookout for more information for the fall opening of Carl Bridgeport.
Back here at Busch Field from the Toyota Bushuku Press Box, Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson. Indians trailing 28-8. Red Hill Salukis, we understand, lost tonight. Lost to the Flora Wolves, 36-6.
I think he said 26.
26, okay.
But it was 6-6 at one point.
Yeah.
So Flora took the game over a little bit late there.
26-6.
Salukis awful young. Billy doesn't like to use the word rebuilding, but... That's what they're doing.
Brendan Winningham wanting to throw. Throws across the middle. Has Jones, and he missed him. He was open.
That pass was
missed him by
number 26, Jordan Jones.
A step or two. He was wide open.
Flag on the field.
And just could not gather that pass in. But we have a flag on the play, maybe roughing the passer. We'll wait and see.
We could live with that one. Brendan's okay.
I was watching the fly to the football.
Chop block. Block below the waist, whatever you want to refer to it as.
Against the Indians?
Yes.
Obviously.
So that's now 6 penalties for ball's 6 yards.
Spotted close to the 20-yard line.
The ball moved back to the...
Right at the 20.
20-yard line.
And it's going to be second down still. But it's going to be second and about 20, yeah.
Second and extremely long for the Indians. Two men split to the left side. Two split to the right, spread formation. Here's Winningham wanting to throw. And rolls away from pressure. Looking down the sidelines, now tucks it in. He's to the 25, to the 30. Down the sidelines, knocked out of bounds at about the 35-yard line.
Well,
maybe a little better than that.
Brennan Winningham.
Yep, Winningham. They say he was out.
Going to be a 16.
Goes out of bounds around the,
at the
37-yard line.
37-yard line, his own 37.
Yeah,
so he picks up some good yardage.
16-yard gained his biggest of the
third
night.
Third down six for the Indians.
44 yards on 17 attempts.
The third down in a more manageable situation now for the Indians. Third and about six. 11:30 to go in the game. 28-8. Marshall, they had the only points of the third quarter. Scored 14 points. Break open a 14-8 game. Here's give off to Beeman. Spins away from one man. Tries to get away from another, but he's wrapped up for a loss of yardage.
Christian Beeman.
Beeman tried to spin away from the tackle, but by the time he did, the red-clad Lions had converged and stopped him for a loss.
Loss of two. He now is down to 68 yards on nine carries.
Fourth down and long for the Indians. They're going to go for it here. Two men split to the left side. Two men split to the right. Beeman offset the right side of quarterback Brendan Winningham. Back to throw. Throws. Pass is incomplete.
Pass intended for Beeman's incomplete.
Incomplete. Intended for Beeman. Not a very well thrown ball. So Indians turn the ball over on downs. Lions take over a good field position at the Indian 35-yard line. 10:52 to go in this game, leading 28-8. Very good shape. Two men split to the right side, single man to the left side. Forward back in at the quarterback, Luke Cook, I should say, back there at the quarterback. Here's a give up the middle to Cyberly. Cyberly is knocked down as he gets across the 35 down to about the 32-yard line. So it'll be pickup of about four, second down and a long six. 10:33 to go in the game, 28-8. This game was 14-8 at the half, but all Marshall in that third quarter, scoring 14 points, and thus far scoreless here in this quarter. Single man split to the left side, trips to the right side. Luke Cook at the quarterback, back offset to the left side. In the spread formation, Indian showing blitz. And a give up the middle to the running back. And that is Brock Weddle. Weddle with
13 ball carrier. That's Brock Weddle.
He's down to the 25-yard line and up for
a first down for the Marshall Lions.
So they crossed him up and gave it to Weddle. Cyberly had been doing most of the carrying here tonight for the Lions, but they gave it to Weddle. And he was able to find a little crease and get a first down. First down at the Indian 24-yard line with 9:56 to go in the game. And again, Indians defense could use a turnover here. Man split to the left side, two men split to the right. Spread formation, back offset to the right side of quarterback Luke Cook. In the spread formation, low snap to Cook, under pressure, throws, and the pass is incomplete. Incomplete off the hands of Lance Reese. He tipped it up
pass
and tried to tip it to himself,
Reese,
but he could not gather it in. So it'll be second down and long. Incomplete pass stops the clock with 9:28 to go in the game. 28-8, Marshall. Lions with a score here will make it really tough on the Indians. Tough as it is now, but that score here would really salt the game away. Single man to the left side, two split to the right. Back off step to the left side. You give to the back up the middle, and he's dragged down. Dragged down by the Indian defender. Nice play made there by Braden Sherman. Sherman having an outstanding game on defense for the Indians. He dragged down Weddle.
Ball's going to be spotted at the 24-yard line.
9 minutes to go by the time they snap the football here in this fourth quarter, with Marshall on top by 20, 28-8. Play coming in from the sidelines for the Lions. Single man split to the left. Actually, two men split to the left, two split to the right. Back offset to the right side. The quarterback, Luke Cook, 8:40 to go in the game. Third down. Here's Cook looking to throw. Pass is incomplete. Intended in the end zone for Thiever
and
Reese.
Intended for Reese. There is a flag on the field.
Flag on the play, however.
Ivers and Powell back there. Ivers tried to make an interception on that. Let's see. This might be in the area of offensive holding. Ineligible receiver downfield. Okay.
Stop the clock with 8:32 to go in the game. Talk it over with Indian defensive captain Blaine Winningham. See what the Indians want to do here. Third down and long. They're going to take the penalty.
Five-yard walk up. The ball being taken back to the
29-yard line. 28-yard
line.
Third down and long. Third and 15 from the 29 for the Lions. See what Jared Boyle wants to do here. With a 28-8 lead. 8:32 to go in the game. Two split to the left. Two split to the right, back offset to the right side. Cook in the spread formation as he has been all night long. Wants to throw and has some room up the middle, brought down and sacked by guess who? Braden Sherman. Sherman with a tackle for a loss. Sack. And it's fourth down.
Holding
again.
Holding call goes against the Lions.
I refuse this one and have the down. Take the down and try to get the ball.
Yeah, but if they take this penalty, it'll push Marshall back out to 40. And if they sub them on third down, they might be in even a position to punt the ball.
Well, yeah, maybe.
It's going to be a 10-yard penalty on the Lions. That's another reason to see the game has started to drag on a bit. There have been a lot of penalties in this second half.
Yes, Marshall there have.
Five penalties on the Lions and six on the Indians for a combined 105 yards in penalties. So it's going to be third down now from about the 42-yard line.
Third down and an eternity
ball
for Marshall. Third and
42-yard line.
More than they have on the scoreboard. 32, third and 32, that's right. Two men split to the left, two men split to the right. Spread formation, Indians showing blitz. Cook with 9 seconds on the play clock on the long count. Gives up the middle. There's Weddle, and he's knocked down by Sherman again.
Well,
that guy's played a heck of a game.
To the 40-yard line.
Braden Sherman, 5'11", 235-pound junior. Fourth down now, and the Lions will punt. Looks like Blaine Winningham's back deep along with Jordan Jones. Each back at about the 15-yard line for this kick. They haven't had many punts for Marshall. There's a low snap. And now the Marshall punter trying to get a first down. He's going to be dragged down short. And he stopped at the 35-yard line.
Close to the 39-yard line.
And it'll be Indian ball at the 35-yard line.
It was Cyberly. Fielded that snap off the ground and just picked it up and ran with it.
Yeah, he had time to kick it, but he just thought he could make it. But he had no chance. So Indians get good field position out of this. Fairly good field position at the 34, their own 34. Not much time to work with, though. 7:24 to go in the game. Trailing 28-8. Only Indian touchdown by Christian Beeman way back in the first half. Skyler Tua with a two-point conversion catch. It's been the Indian scoring here tonight. Brendan Winningham in there at the quarterback. Two split to the left, two split to the right. Back offset to the right side. Winningham on the option play. Options to Beeman. He's to the 40, to the 45, to the 50, 45, 40. Knocked out of bounds inside the 40 at about the 39-yard line. Christian Beeman with a big run there.
First down for the Indians.
The Indians on the option play. And a first down run inside of Marshall territory for Christian Beeman, the 220-pound Indian running back.
24 yards on the carry.
Got out of bounds, too, stopping the clock with 7:14 to go in the game, 28-8. Indians up to the line of scrimmage. In split, left and right, two to the left, two to the right. Back offset. Here's Beeman keeping it. Oh, nope, Winningham keeps it himself to the outside. 40, 35, 30, flag on the play and out of bounds.
Beeman, the ball carrier, flag on the field.
Flag on the play. Might have been an illegal block in the back. We'll wait and see. Clock stop with 7:06 to go in the game. A hold against the Indians. So knock out that nice run by Brennan Winningham. Might have been Blaine that was caught with a hold.
That'll turn about a 20-yard gain into a 7-yard gain. And then it's going to be the 10-yard penalty. That'll be 70 yards in penalties tonight on the Tribe. 7 penalties for 70 yards.
7:06 to go in this contest. 7:06. 28-8 Marshall. It's 14-8 at the half. Marshall scored 2 touchdowns third quarter. No scoring thus far here in this fourth period.
Right back where we started from. Maybe a yard, a couple yards. It's going to be first and 12 from the 45.
In split left and right, two to the left, two to the right. Now man in motion. Here is a give to Chisholm to the outside. Has good speed. Now another flag. And two flags on the field. Chisholm
got the first flag down on yardage, the field. It's going to be wiped out, I think,
by an Indian penalty.
Yes, it's going to be a couple yards game when it could have been about 15.
Holding against the Indians.
Another 10-yard penalty. 8 penalties, 80
yards.
Flag
goes against
the
Indians.
I think we only had 1 or 2 penalties at halftime, so they've really become more frequent here in the second half. Going to be 2 yards for Chisholm on the play to the point of the foul. He's carried it now 5 times for 3 yards tonight. He would have had a lot of yards on that play.
As it is, Indians will be back to near midfield. In fact, inside their own territory at the 47.
Goodness.
Their own 47. 7 minutes and 1 second to go in the game. Trailing 28-8.
Game's really dragging now.
It is.
Still 7 minutes to go.
In split left and right. Lane Winningham back to throw. Under pressure, steps away. Looking, throws across the middle, passes incomplete, and almost caught on the ground there by Brandon Goebel. He was laying on his back and almost had the ball deflected to him on the ground. So second down now and 13, more than that for the Indians.
Second down, 21.
21 yards, that's what it is. Second down and 21, and Indians at their own 47-yard line. Trips to the right side, single man to the left. Winningham rolling to the right side, throws across the middle. Intercepted. Intercepted by Marshall's number 67. That is
that pass was intercepted by number 67.
Franklin,
representing the freshman class.
He's a freshman, he is, a 5'10", 190-pound freshman. Lane Winningham threw right into the red shirts and an interception, and the Lions come up with a turnover, something the Indians have not been able to do here tonight. And the Lions are in Indian territory as he ran it back to the 37-yard line. With 6:37 to go in the game, and now the Lions can go to work on trying to run out this clock, leading 28-8. I can't imagine they would throw a whole lot, but you never know.
Hey, we've seen some things up here in the past they really ripped in. Nothing would put it past. I wouldn't put anything past these guys.
Man split to the left side, trips to the right side. Nope, they give up the middle, and there's Sherman. No, that was Beeman making the stop on the running back. That was Cade Warner. He is a 5'9", 150-pound junior. First time we've called his name here tonight.
Actually,
he was wrapped up.
His second carry. He gained a yard on the first one. He lost three there.
Okay.
Second and 12.
In split to the left side. Trips to the right side. Quarterback Luke Cook taking as much time as he can. 5:55 to go in the game. Marshall leading by 20, 28-8. Indians showing blitz here, expecting a pass. And up, the Marshall runs it up the middle, and down he goes in the arms of Sherman again.
Ball here for Marshall, number 34, Cade Warner.
Warner again on the run, and Sherman there to knock him down for a loss. Braden Sherman and Christian Beeman have played great games on defense. Time ticking away here, 5:23 to go, 28-8. Marshall on top by 20. Lions up to the line of scrimmage on this third down play. Third and 13 from the Indian 40-yard line. Spread formation. Luke Cook at the quarterback. Gives left side and down goes the ball carrier.
Okay,
and
the
there
ball carrier.
Is for the Indians, Sherman again, I think.
He's having a field day out there.
He is.
He must be. I wouldn't be surprised if Marshall might not have some backups in there on the line as well. Here comes another lineman into the game and another back.
4:35 to go. Clock moving here. 28-8. Punt.
Cyberly's going to punt.
Fourth down. Indians send Jones and Winningham, Blaine Winningham back. At about their 10-yard line, low snap. Here's the kick off the side of his foot and out of bounds. Indians will have it at about the 35-yard line.
35-yard line.
4:16 to go in the game.
The Lawrenceville Indians.
On the People's State Bank scoreboard, it's Lawrenceville trailing Marshall, 28-8. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson here at Busch Field in the Toyota Oshuku press box. Indian opener on the road to Richland County a week from tonight. So the Indian offense back out onto the field. First down at their own 35-yard line. Two split to the left side, two split to the right, back offset to the left of Brennan Winningham. Give it to Latham Chisholm. Up the middle he goes. And he picks up maybe 1 or 2 yards.
Here, number 28, that's Latham Chisholm.
It'll be second down and about 8.
Takes the ball out.
4 minutes to go in the game.
37-yard line.
Beeman getting set to check back into the game. For the Indians, Chisholm checks out. 28-8, Marshall. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. The Indian offense. Two split to the right side. Two split to the left. Back offset. Left side of Winningham gives off to Beeman. Beeman cuts to the middle. 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35. And inside the 20-yard line into the end zone for a touchdown.
Ball is number 31. That's
3 yards on the
he
carry.
He scores a touchdown for the Indians.
Beeman, touchdown Indians. He broke away from one or two tackles and then got into the clear and showed good speed for a big guy. And he rumbles 63 yards for the score.
63-yard run for Beeman.
He's got
and it's 28-14.
He's got 155 on the ground now.
Wow. Of course, it helps when you rip off 60 some yards. The Indians will go for two here. Trailing 28-14, 3:20 to go in the game. Christian Beeman, two touchdowns here tonight. Here's a give up the middle. Chisholm trying to get in for the two, and he does. Lathan Chisholm scores two.
The Indians
are within 12. 3:20 to go in the game on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Score now reads Marshall 28, Lawrenceville 16. We're back in a minute with the Indian kickoff. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103 Sports.
Hi, this is Billy Gray, lending officer at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, inviting you to come in for a visit. I'm happy to be part of a team with a wide variety of borrowing opportunities, competitive rates, fast closing times, and most importantly, decisions made by local lenders you know and trust. Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport and Lawrenceville are growing and quickly becoming the most trusted banking partner in Lawrence County.
Citizens National Bank, Bridgeport, Lawrenceville, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Well, the Johnson deal is a bad deal. Bill Johnson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tune from Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Johnson deal. Cause a Johnson deal is a bad.
Back at Busch Field here in Marshall, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian football on Light 103, 3:20 to go in the game. Indians kicked off. Tried to angle a kick.
Ball's going to be placed at the
ball went out of bounds, so it was a penalty against the Indians.
42-yard line, that is.
And the ball will be placed at the 40.
It's going to be the 47 after the penalty's marked off. It went out at the 42. They're going to tack on the 5-yard penalty. 85 yards now in penalties on Lawrenceville tonight. So first and 10 for the Lions at the 47.
Their own 47-yard line. 3:20 to go in the game. 28-16 our score. Spread formation for the Lions. Here's Ford sprinting, wanting to throw. Throws across the middle. Pass incomplete. Right through the hands.
Passes intended for number 17, Chase Dar.
He is a 5'10", 160-pound senior. He should have caught that.
Well, they've got Cook in there, Steve, but they've got the backups in all the other skill positions. Schaffner's out of the game. Cyberly's out of the game. The other receiver, Reese, is out of the game.
But still, you should catch the football.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. But I don't think we're going to be seeing those big plays.
No, you wouldn't think. Two split to the right side, single man to the left, spread formation. For the quarterback, Luke Cook, he throws and the pass is caught. Caught guy, guess who? Lance Reese, and he's
the first
caught
down. By Lance
he's
Reese.
The game
he takes the ball to the
36-yard
line.
He's inside the Indian territory to the 36, and that'll be a first.
That play results in a Marshall.
3:07 to go in the game. The Lions looking to eat the rest of this clock away. And sawed away a home victory here, but not without a battle from the Indians. Single man to the left side, trips to the right side. Cook taking all the time he can on the play clock. 2:53 to go on the game clock. 11 on the play clock. Here's a give up the middle to the running back, and there is
the ball carrier.
John Cyberly back into the game for the Lions. He picks up short yardage. It'll be second down. And about
ball
seven.
Ball plays at the 33-yard line.
2:23 to go in the game. Marshall leading 28-16. Again, a single man to the left side. Trips to the right side. Again, quarterback Luke Cook milking the clock here with 2:06 to go in the game, 6 on the play clock. High snap, and he's under pressure, and down he goes. Sacked in there by the Indians. That was Bryce Bedwell who was in there for the Tribe that time, number 56. He's a 6-foot, 190-pound sophomore.
39-yard line for the Lions.
with the quarterback sack. 1:40 to go in the game. Third down and long for the Lions. And again, this 28-16 lead, they're in no hurry. 16 on the play clock. 1:29 on the game clock. Indians showing blitz. Long count, and one of the Indians jumped off sides. I think that's Sherman in his anticipation of picking up another sack. 5-yard walk-off.
So 90 yards in penalties now, and that'll move the ball down to the 34-yard line where it's going to be third down for the Lions.
Penalty results in the flag.
Stops the clock.
The football being taken to the 34-yard line.
Third and about 8.
Getting a little windy up here, Steve. My stats are getting to be blown around a little bit. At all costs, you got to save the stats.
Save the stats.
That's right.
Spin split to the left side. Three men to the right side. Trips to the right side. 1 minute to go in the game. 5 on the play clock. Cook gives up the middle. Cyberly has running room to the outside. 20, 15, still on his feet. And knocked out of bounds. We have a flag on the play.
Might be a face mask at the end of that.
There's a flag on the field.
At the 11-yard line. 51 seconds to go in the game.
Well, I fully expect Marshall to just sit on the ball now. 51 seconds to go in the game. They can run the clock out and end this thing with a 28-16 victory.
Face mask against the Indians.
23 yards on the carry. Going to be a 6-yard penalty half the distance.
51 seconds to go in this one.
Cyberly's now up to 170 yards rushing on 19
attempts. There's also that ball being placed inside the 10-yard line.
The ball will be marked. Looks like at about the 5, and they're going into the victory formation. And the Lions will just snap it back, and they'll run out this clock here. 51 seconds to go. Classy move by Jared Boyle. They'll have to run maybe one more play, maybe two more plays, and this game will be over. 37 seconds on the game clock, and 22, I should say, on the play clock. They'll have one more snap. There it is. And players beginning to head toward the sidelines. 15 seconds to go. And the Marshall Lions are going to defeat the Lawrenceville Indians here in this opener at Busch Field, 28-16. So the Indians fall 0-1. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, 28-16, Marshall on top. We'll be back in 3 minutes with the post-game show, and we'll have our players of the game. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian Football on Light 103 Sports.
Piece together great earnings on your money with KZ State Bank's CD Special. Take advantage of KZ State Bank's 15-month and 21-month CD Specials. Stop by KZ State Bank in Lawrenceville, located at 1609 Lexington Avenue for more details. KZ State Bank believes in building lasting financial relationships. KZ State Bank is a community bank small enough to know your name, yet they have all the financial products and services to handle your banking needs. Your community, your bank. KZ State Bank. Offer valid until August 31st. Member FDIC.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take, visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. 'Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Drafty, old windows, let's be honest. They leak and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Back here in Marshall at Busch Field, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. Lawrenceville Indian football finds the Indians falling to the Marshall Lions here tonight in the season opener, 28-16. Lions jumped out on top and led 14-8 at the half. Led 28-8 at one point in the second half, but the Indians drew closer on a Christian Beeman long run. In fact, Beeman scored both of the Indian touchdowns here tonight, one on a pass play in the first half, the other on a 63-yard touchdown run. Indians added the two-point conversions, one on a pass to Skylar Toole, the other on a run by Lathan Chisholm, and they scored 16 points, but it wasn't enough as the Lions got some big plays, and that first, especially in the first half, they were able to hit Schaffner, a long touchdown pass, and also Cyberly had a big night running, and they picked up the victory by a score of 28-16. So the Indians dropped to 0-1 on the season, and Marshall 1-0, with the Indians heading to Alney coming up next week. Indian head coach Travis Ryder going to make his way up here to talk with us on the postgame show. The Sterling & Company Professional Corporation in Washington postgame show. We'll be back to hear from the Indian head coach coming up after this. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take, visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Well, we're back here at Busch Field here in Marshall, where the Indians have lost by a score of 28-16. I'm Steve Anderson. Bill Richardson is alongside. He's down there with head coach Travis Ryder, and they're making their way up here to our broadcast position. We'll talk to the head coach here momentarily about this game. Again, the Indians losing by a score of 28-16. But again, the Indians battling hard in this game. Came up short, but you can see that Indian attitude is very good here, despite the loss. Made a few too many mistakes, a few too many big plays by the Lions, and they were able to convert big plays, especially by Schaffner and Syverly, and their quarterback. You got to give him credit. Luke Cook, too, the 6'1", 180-pound junior, had a pretty good night throwing the ball. Had some big plays via the air, and they had a good ground game too, and they were able to make enough plays, and their defense came away some takeaways against the Indians and were able to win the game by a score of 28-16. And again, the Indians will be on the road again a week from tonight at Alney Richland County. We understand the Radio Salukis lost earlier tonight. Lost at home, their home opener to the Florida Wolves by a score of 26-6. So Salukis 0-1, Indians 0-1 after the opening night of play here on this 30th day of the month. Coach Ryder making his way up to our broadcast position here at Busch Field. Fans heading to the exits. Again, a good crowd from Lawrenceville making their way up here to see this game. And Indian fans, we hope you make your way to the ballpark at Loeb Field coming up on Saturday, September the 14th. Actually, it's the 30th day of August as I look at my calendar here. I think I said 31st. That's incorrect. August 30th is the date today. And Indian head coach Travis Ryder is with us here as the Indians drop this game by a score of 28-16. Coach, just your impressions of your first game.
The kids played hard. You know, they fought the entire game. You know, we made a lot of mistakes, and that kind of kept us from having the opportunity to win this ball game. But, you know, we'll get that stuff shored up and come out ready to play a good Alney team next week.
You showed flashes of a good ground game here. Christian Beeman really running hard, and Damon Parkman running hard, and showed flashes of some offense. And so if you can get anything going consistently, you're going to be pretty good.
We have that potential, that's for sure. You know, we got to clean it up. There way, way too many penalties tonight. Penalties, every time we seem like we got something going, you know, we get a holding penalty or we get a block in the back. And that's stuff that we talk about during the week that we can't shoot ourselves in the foot. You know, we need to make sure that we're crisp and we're clean. And that was some stuff that bit us tonight.
And I don't think anybody was really seriously injured for you here tonight either. Maybe a couple of kids cramping up, but that's going to happen.
We had a freshman lineman that got dinged up a little bit with his arm. We'll have to have him reevaluated next week and see if he can go next week.
What do you need to improve on?
Well, the biggest thing is just clean up the penalties. You know, we had three turnovers tonight that shouldn't have happened, you know, and then the penalties. Other than that, you know, I'm pretty happy with where we're at. But, you know, a coach is never 100% satisfied, so – you know, we clean that stuff up, and I like our chances.
All right, Coach, we'll see you next week at Alney.
All right, thank you very much.
Indian head coach Travis Ryder. Again, the Indians lose here tonight by a score of 28-16. Thanks to the coach for being with us here. We'll take a break. Be back with our players of the game coming up momentarily. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103 Sports.
Wabash General Hospital is pleased to offer an orthopedic and sports medicine clinic at Lawrence County Hospital. Appointments are accepted by Dr. Jewel Cole Fulop. Dr. Karsten Slater, Physician's Assistant Julia Corwin, and Beth Fisher every Friday and every other Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Lawrenceville by calling 618-707-4360. Wabash General Hospital is proud to serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Ambrough Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Ambrough Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com or call us, 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Here at Busch Field, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, here on the post-game show. And the Lawrenceville Indians lose by a score of 28-16. Bill, time to name our Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game.
Well, offensively, I think we have to say Christian Beeman gets the job. Are we naming two, offense and defense, or is there just going to be one?
We're not going to name two.
We are going to name two? Okay. Offensively, Christian Beeman, quite a performance tonight for him. He carried it 11 times for 155 yards and a touchdown. And then defensively, Sherman was all over the place. I don't keep defensive numbers, but he seemed to be wrecking a lot of things Marshall wanted to do tonight.
Okay, our Bill Dobson Ford Tough Players of the Game, Christian Beeman on offense, and Braden Sherman on defense for the Indians. We'll take another break. Bill will come back. We'll have some final numbers on this game. Lawrenceville Indians lose to the Marshall Lions by a score of 28-16. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Back here at Busch Field, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. Indians lose 28-16. Bill has a look at some final numbers on this game.
Okay, tonight, Steve, 390 yards in total offense for the Lions, 330 yards total offense for the Indians. For the Indians, they rushed the ball 43 times for 246 yards. Beeman led the way, had 13 rushes, 155, and a touchdown. Blaine Winningham carried it 18 times for 51. Chisholm, 6 carries for 5 yards. Jones, a carry for 4 yards. Ivers, a carry for 1 yard. Parkman, 2 carries, 23 yards. And Toole, 1 carry for 7 yards. Again, 43 attempts for 246 yards on the ground. Through the air, Winningham completed 12 of 25 passes, was picked off twice, 84 yards passing the ball. Receiving-wise, Blaine Winningham caught 6 passes for 39 yards, Beeman a pass for 14 and a touchdown. Toole caught a pass for 9, Jones two receptions for 9, and Goble a catch for 13 yards. Marshall, through the air, Cook was 11 out of 25, no interceptions, 215 yards. Reese caught 7 of those strikes for 125, and Schaffner caught 4 passes for 106 yards. Reese with 2 TD catches, Schaffner with 1. Rushing the ball for the Lions, they carried it 33 times for 175 yards. Siverly did the big damage. He had 170 of those 175 yards on 19 attempts. He also had a touchdown. First downs, the Indians had 16. Marshall had 13. Penalty yards were a big factor. The Indians were penalized 10 times for 96 yards. Marshall, 5 times for 45 yards. That's about all I got, but it was so good to see the Indians play a competitive ball game.
Indeed it was, and hopefully that effort will translate over to next week. A week from tonight, Indians will play against the Richland County Tigers, and Alney will be on the air, 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock for the kickoff from the land of the white squirrels, Alney, the Indians, and the Richland County Tigers. Hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. Bill, we'll see you next week.
Yes, sir. Good time.
And thanks to you again for listening. Again, the final here from Marshall Busch Field. Marshall Lions 28, Lawrenceville Indians 16. Steve Anderson for Bill Richardson saying so long from Clark County.
This has been Lawrenceville Indians football and your Lawrence County sports leader, Light 103 WAKO. Lawrenceville Indians football has been brought to you by the Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku, Illinois, Wabash General Hospital, and People's State Bank. Lawrenceville Indians football can be heard all season long here on Light 103 WAKO, a part of DLC Media Broadcasting.